I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Too bad. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Madhouse Radio. I'm Carlito, the guy with the cigar behind the microphone. Milkman is hiding under the covers in his mom's house, in his old bedroom that he grew up in. He's not allowed to use the phone after curfew, but he's here. Milkman! Yay!
My brother. So wonderful to hear your melodious tones, my friend. And we surely have missed you, my friend. I hope all is going well. Perhaps you could update us. We surely have missed you and looking forward to some great activities right here. And everybody's favorite place of Madhouse.
Yeah, thank you, asshole. You're cool, Milkman. You're all right. You're all right, man. All right, let's do this thing here. I am Carlito, the host, as I said, and Madhouse Radio will take your prank call requests all friggin' night and send them on in. I prefer you do that, and that way I don't have to do a lot of thinking when it comes to things. Send those requests of pranks in over at the MadhouseLive.com website. Very easy to use, not hard at all. It's very easy to use. You can also send your requests over to me on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is the screen name to do that on. That was an effeminate burp. That was a KDK style burp there. That's right. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Madhouse on Twitter. There's just a whole bunch of ways to follow us and have fun. Do it, why don't you? Here's my lighter. I left my good lighter in the car, Milkman. My torch lighter, my butane lighter for lighting cigars. Left it in the car. Left my cigar cutter in the car. So I'm punching a hole in my cigar with a pen. A ballpoint pen. And then I will light the cigar with a shitty Bic lighter. For cigar aficionados like myself.
That gave one of them laser flames, man. That's
what I got. That's what I got. I spent a good chunk of money on it, you know, and left it in the car. I get compliments on my lighter all the time. It's great.
All the best, man. Those things will flip the hell out of you before they light my scene.
It's by the Zycar company, Xicar, Zycar. The problem is when you use any regular flame lighter, it doesn't light right. The proper way to light a lighter, I'll tell you kids out there, if you even fucking care, assholes.
You suck in the butane ash, that black jam that comes out of it too.
The first thing you do is you hold your lighter. I can try to do it. It's not going to be as good with this. It'd be nice if I was doing this with the real lighter. You don't just stick it in the flame, all right, and start puffing away. That's retarded. You're going to ruin the taste of it. You're going to screw it up. It's not going to burn even. And it'll probably mess up because I'm dealing with this kind of lighter. You're supposed to use a torch. But anyway, what you do is you burn what they call the foot. The end of the cigar is the foot. And you hold the flame. You put the cigar in the flame, and you just burn that until you start getting embers. It turns white. Until you want to get the whole thing covered in a small layer of ash. It's got to be nice and burnt. You're basically charring the foot of the cigar. And it's going to take so long with this stupid thing. It's going to probably explode in my hand. Then after you've done that, after you've gotten a good layer of ash on the foot, then you put the cigar in your mouth, and then you hold the cigar not in the fire. You put it as close as you can to the flame so the heat gets to it, and then you puff slowly and you turn at the same time so that you go even around it. See, there we go. Like right now, probably can't see it well on the camera, but just about got a nice layer of gray going across the whole end of the cigar there. Got one little spot there. And this is what keeps it from burning on one side more than the other. Let's see. Look at that. Perfect. Beautiful. Quite surprised I was able
you
to
light. Nice, there nice, you go. Nice gray ash on the end.
And then now I'm going to light and just roll it and puff at the same time. Do not put the end of the cigar in the light. Keep it away.
Pulling the heat.
Yep. Oh, this lighter sucks. There we go. All right, good. Now we're going to do a show.
I think I'd do a Jack Masterson call with a cigar instead of a highlighter toss.
All right. Yeah, with a cigar in my mouth, right? Yeah, that's true. I'd be choking and coughing. Anyway, so I hope you're all having a great week. Guys, I had my eye surgery. My eye surgery went well. Had a follow-up earlier in the weekend. The day after the surgery on Saturday, I had a follow-up. They said everything was okay. Had another follow-up today. Everything's still proceeding okay. You probably can't tell on camera, but the one right eye is pretty red. I put a picture on the Madhouse Facebook that showed my eye the day after the surgery. I had a patch on it the whole first night, so I couldn't show off what it looked like right after the surgery, and I probably wouldn't be able to. It would have hurt to open my eye at that point. But there was a picture out there. I don't know. I don't have it ready. I can't put it on the camera feed for you guys to see.
Dude, you're going to be awesome with your new Borg eye, dude. You'll be able to, like, see, you know, into the future and the past and the present all in one vision.
That red eye, the red little laser eye thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Jean-Luc Picard has the man now, you know, now the Madhouse, the Generalissimo, the main man of the Madhouse, man. He's
no,
up there in the future.
It looks freaky, man. I'm not kidding you. It
we
does
look... Assimilate.
Hang on, I'm going to put it on the camera. For those of you who don't have access to that, I'll put that on the camera for you here real quick. Give me a second. We'll go to Still Images, Add File, open, no, not Folder. I don't want to open the whole folder. I want you guys to see my other pictures, my dirty pictures. It's private pictures. Here we go. Prepare to be surprised. That's my eye right there.
Oh my goodness.
Day after the surgery. Can you
oh,
see?
Wow,
are you looking,
brother.
Milkman?
Ow,
yeah.
Ow.
That is bad, right? You see that?
Dude, I mean, it looks painful, dude. I mean, you know, if I wasn't knowing, then I'd for sure you'd be playing with Photoshop, my brother.
No,
damn,
man. That was my eye.
I'm glad you're coming back. Welcome to the future.
That was about 24 hours after the surgery was over. I took that. It hurt
so, you're
so
like
much.
$7 million man, right? With the bionic eye, the bionic lungs.
Yeah.
I heard the robo penis and all that stuff from old lady Dean there.
Surgery probably cost that much for the insurance company, to be honest with you. Knowing the way medical industry is, probably did cost that much. Anyway, so let's take a look here.
Thank goodness for that darn insurance benefits, man.
Right. Anyway, let's take a look here. See if we got anybody in the chat room who's sending in request of pranks. Marsha Pink says, "Hey Carlos, how did you know my real name? My God, I did a request a prank this week for marijuana for a bitch named Sharon in Arizona. Okay, all right, we got that. Let me look at the request a prank. And Lonesome isn't here yet. Oh yeah, keep in mind for those of you who are paying attention and who are involved—not Milkman because he's a girl—but for those of you who are involved with the Madhouse Draft, it is going to be. It's been changed instead of Saturday. It's been changed to Sunday night at 9:15. At night, 9:15 tomorrow night, the Madhouse Fantasy Football NFL Draft. Milkman, you know, all you had to do, it just takes like an hour a week, not even, like 15 minutes a week is all the time it takes to sit down and set your roster, and that's it. The NFL
game. I've heard all this, dude, but unfortunately, I don't keep up with the stats. I'm not a stats monger, and I'm not going to be able to keep up with you guys, and I'm going to end up screwing up, and besides that, you know, my work is going to start changing here on the weekends, so I'm not going to even be able to really follow it. I just thought I'd do I could have bowed you to space and ruined it for everybody, but I thought I'd do the kind thing and do the manly thing and go ahead and give it to somebody that actually going to appreciate the spot.
All right. Well, we've done that. Thank you, Milkman. Very nice of you. Gave up your spot.
Who won the spot anyway?
Richie the Giggles. Richie Giggles took it.
Richie, do me good, my brother. Yeah. Do me good, man. Put in some good shots for me.
Yeah, get Warren Sapp and Warren Moon. Get all the Warrens in there, you know? Deion Sanders. Good team right there. That's what you should have done, Milkman. You like Deion Sanders, right? You could have had him on your team.
I like Deion, man. Deion Mustard is the best. Grateful Palms, sir? Do you have any Grateful Palms?
You could have had Dante Culpepper as your quarterback. That would have been good.
Well, I want Terry Bradshaw, dude, but, man, I've had a hard time finding him anywhere in the roster, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we do have Request of Pranks here to get to. Chelsea... Manager's Chelsea, I tried to buy a large one-topping beef. The beef on a pizza, huh?
By the way, which networks are we being carried upon tonight? I'm wondering.
Well, let's see. Right now we're on The Mouth, 98.6 The Mouth, as usual.
The world famous Mouth.
The world famous Mouth. We're on the whatchamacallit, Blue Planet Prank Radio. We are on
the web is here.
That's right, and we're on Syndicate Radio with zero viewers. Nobody. One viewer.
Dino. Crank
one,
them up, baby.
One viewer on Syndicate. I don't understand why there's only one viewer on Syndicate, but here we are. I gave a shout out to our good friend Dr. Lego, who's online, but he's not.
Fucking Lego.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Lego. How's he doing, man?
He's good, man. He's doing good. He's doing good. Last I heard from him, he's doing more of a music thing. He doesn't do pranks, but he has his band, though.
He actually makes guitars, dude. He sent me a link, dude. He's actually making his own solid body, you know, Spanish style electric guitar.
Yeah.
You know, solid body.
Yeah, Milkman.
He's freaking massively talented.
Milkman, you're supposed to pee in the sink today, live on the air, according to Facebook. You're going to be peeing in the sink. Is that true?
That is true.
Are you really going to pee in the sink? That'd be awesome. I'd like to hear that.
I've got the hose right here unrolling. Pressurizing. It won't be long before we have a nice mad blast.
All right, well, whatever. Andy wants to join the fantasy football. Or see, Andy and I even talked about this on the air. You made a big deal. Fantasy football's gay, and that's for fags and fags and fags.
My spot too. If you really wanted to wank out, you should have had it.
Yeah, and it's filled now. What took him so long? You know, you made nasty comments about football and stuff, and you said it was gay to like football. That football's a gay, and now he wants in. See what happened, to Andy? Andy lost his chance. Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Most of you found out, dude.
Well, if we find one more person tonight who wants to join the league, it has to be equal. We're a 10 player league. So if one other person says they want to join, Milkman, if you join the league, join it, man, and then Andy can join. It has to be an even number. So, Milkman, you can be the 11th.
I mean, if I ain't carrying the water, you ain't going to fuck everybody up. Because everything I talked to, they told me, you know, if I ain't moving my players around and keeping my good ones, you know, on the bench and all that shit, it just ruined it for everyone.
I'll help you, man. And this is how you learn football. You know, you guys should get in the league and stuff when you start seeing who's good and who's not. It tells you the stats, man. Like when you go, when you log in, it tells you who's projected to have more points and
okay, let's do this. Let's see if there's anybody worthy here in the chat that shows up will actually be loyal to it. I cannot promise loyalty. That's why I have not done it.
There you go.
If not, if nobody joins, wants to join, and Andy wants to get him, I'll limp through this thing and, you know.
There you go. Well, Andy, you got a spot here. Milkman will fill in the 11th spot and let you in.
If no one else will take it, I'll take the spot. All right. I mean, hopefully a worthy player will show up. I just don't want to, you know, I just don't want to be dead wood and kill it. But,
yeah.
Hey, if it takes that to get my brother Andy in, we'll do it.
Right.
So everybody, you got an opportunity, one last opportunity to join the famous Madhouse Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
Sign all summer. Because we still have money for the Generalissimo of the Madhouse.
Yeah, we got a pretty good crew that's going to be in the Fantasy Football League.
Quarterback for the Madhouse.
Corrupt is asking, he has a draft on the 25th, on Saturday. At 8 Eastern, yeah. Our draft was going to be the same day at 9, but we moved it to the 26th, Sunday. So if you can make the draft the next day, this Sunday night at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, 6:15 p.m. Pacific, the Corrupt, send me a message, an IM or an email or something, and I'll add you in. AMD says football is gay. There you go. Well, it's, of course, the British, you know? Of course they would think it's gay. Yeah, whatever. All right, so let's do some prank calls. Let's do a warm-up here. I'm going to be calling as corporate from Domino's. Oh, by the way, yeah, the podcasts, they're behind. I wanted to edit them. I didn't have enough time last week because work got really crazy. We had the one kid that I... Remember I talked about that we had a kid... that worked with us, me and it was three of us, me, my team leader, and this young kid just turned 21. And he was the one that I told him that in the new Batman movie, Superman saved Batman at the very end of it, and he got mad because he thought I spoiled the movie for him. The very dumb kid, not dumb, just gullible. Anyway, he quit. He started crying. He got in trouble at work and started crying and quit because his daddy said he should quit. So work got really crazy last week because I was by myself because my team lead was on vacation. So anyway, because of that, I didn't have enough time to edit the podcast like I wanted to before the surgery. And then after the surgery, it's just last night was the first day that it felt okay sitting in front of the monitor for a long period of time. And I did start editing one of the shows. We're behind two, not including this one. I did start editing that show, and I fell asleep halfway through it. But there was a call there that AMD and me did, which I didn't even remember, where we called from corporate. We did a pretty good job with that. So I'm going to try to do this one in the van. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I'm working on the podcast this weekend. I hope to have... at least one, if not both of them, edited by Sunday. Preferably tomorrow night, I should have one edited, and Saturday during the day, I'll have the other one edited, so we'll be caught up. Well, we won't be caught up, because then we'll have this show to edit to, but fuck it, there should be two podcasts coming this weekend. Alright?
Thanks for choosing. We appreciate you.
Oh, shucks.
Really, it's true. So join us for our Customer Appreciation Days here this week and pick up a large one-topping pizza for just $5.99 or order three or more, and we'll even deliver them. We'll be right with you to take your order.
Thank you for choosing. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got a little bit of an issue here. I understand that you people don't want to accept the vanilla card.
I'm sorry?
Is Big Chelsea there?
Yes, this is Chelsea.
Chelsea, what's going on that you don't want to accept the vanilla card?
We're not saying we can't accept it. It just wasn't going through for that one person.
Well, I'm with Visa Vanilla.
Okay.
These Visa cards get sold in our establishments and are also 7-Elevens all across the world.
Yes, I'm saying I think we've used the Visa Vanilla cards here before. We weren't accepting that one. The order wasn't going through for that one.
Well, according to the information I have here, there's no reason that it would have been refused. And it shows here that it was a problem because the manager, the note here that came from the bank was that the manager, Chelsea, was rude and refused to take the charge.
Actually, I wasn't rude. I gave him 50% off the order, so, I mean, it was half off, so he could pay in cash instead. There was nothing we could do about it.
It wasn't approved.
The card just wasn't being approved, and, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it.
What did the 50% come out to? We didn't authorize that. I didn't authorize 50% off on the vanilla card.
It wasn't on the vanilla card. He paid in cash instead.
Yeah, but I didn't authorize that discount. Unauthorized discount?
And no, it wasn't an unauthorized discount. He said he had only had $4 in cash, so I said, that's fine, we'll take that $4 in cash instead of the $8.11 that you owe.
Yeah, but that's not authorized, so you don't have permission to do that without consulting us first, consulting me. I had to go into the books first and see if that we had room for that in the books.
No, it wasn't. He didn't pay with the Visa Vanilla. He paid in cash instead, so he had authorized it. He said that was okay. The $4 instead of the $8.
Well, how am I supposed to enter this into the computer now? Because now he says it's $8 and then went down to $4. And I have it as a code 22L. And I don't even know how to make the computer go.
He paid in cash. So, I mean, you shouldn't have to enter anything for your card.
He didn't pay with the card. What's the Visa merchant code that I'm going to use for this? Unauthorized discount now. I don't know. How did you do it?
He paid in cash. It shouldn't have anything to do with you guys then.
Well, they said I have to talk to the manager, so.
Well, I mean, he paid in cash. What am I supposed to say to you?
Well, you have to get those $4 back because I can't put that through.
He didn't pay with his card, so there's nothing I can do to talk to you about it.
Well, he's a cardholder, you understand? He paid the money to us up front first for the pizza.
Yes, he paid in cash, not with the card.
No, but he paid us to get the money on the card. And then there was a reversal on it. You see?
Okay, then just put it through as the $4 instead of the $8.
Hang on, let me try that. You said put it down as $8?
No, we gave it to him for $4. We gave him that pizza for $4.
All right, let me see. And it's coming up. It says decline by merchant. Why are you declining this now?
Declining what? I haven't touched anything.
Well, what's wrong with your machine? Why is it declining it? You said I have to put it through as $4, right? $4 or $8?
$4. We gave him that pizza for $4. We have already put it in that he has paid $4 for that pizza. With cash, not a card.
$4 even.
Yes, $4 even. That's it.
Chelsea authorizes $4 discount. All right. It says declined by Domino's vendor. It says here.
Yes, his card was declined.
No, but I'm trying to put it through now, and your computer machine won't let it go through.
Well, because he's already paid, it's not going
to
go through.
But it's connecting through the Visa network to your machine. I don't understand why you're not letting it go through. Are you pushing?
There's nothing I'm doing. I can't talk to you because he paid in cash. He didn't pay with a card.
Do you authorize the $4 discount then?
He already paid. He paid $4 in cash, so it's paid. There's nothing I can do about it. Thank you.
Go around about with her.
Oh, rude. I think we ought to send that. We should have the Madhouse attorney call and speak with her general manager there.
You just want AMD on so you can talk to him about sending you those drugs in the mail. That's why.
Well, hell, man. I mean, come on. Do you need to tell everybody that, man? That's a secret.
That's why you want him on, because Milkman gets drugs in the mail from AMD.
Thanks for choosing Jack. We appreciate you.
My Jack.
Really, it's true. So join us for our customer appreciation day. We'll be right with you to take your order.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm still trying to put this $4 discount here that Chelsea said to put through on the computer, but it's not working.
Good. He paid with cash.
I know, and it's not. I'm trying to put it through, and it won't go through. I don't
put what through? What are you talking about?
You put in a $4 unauthorized discount. I'm trying to fix it off the books here.
What? I don't know what you're talking about, sir. It doesn't make any sense. He's... You paid with cash. You're the card company. You have nothing to do with cash.
I know. That's the whole problem. He was supposed to pay with a card, and you guys forced him to pay with cash.
Because the card wouldn't go through.
So now we have to give him the $4 back, and now it's on us, and that's not
fair.
Why
do you have to give him $4?
Because he couldn't pay for it with a card. He put $8 in and didn't get any use out of the card.
No, we and didn't charge him. We did not charge him as with far, a card at all.
You know, the computer says here that your store got $4, and the customer had to give away $4, and the card never got put through. Let me check again.
Well, I'm really sorry because I cannot help you at all. I don't know what's going on, and I'm going to hang up.
You peep.
God, that dude sounds like a total freak.
Oh, man. It does sound like, doesn't it say like, oh, shit?
I don't know what happened, but I'm afraid I'm going to hang up.
I'm afraid. Don't be afraid. Just do it. It sounds like the guy says, oh, shit, in the recording. Listen.
Thanks for choosing. We appreciate you.
Hi, shucks.
Really,
oh,
it's
shit.
True. So join us for our customer appreciation date. We'll be right with you to take your order.
May I help you?
Yes, is this Chelsea again?
Yes.
This computer is still not working right.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it has nothing to do with us. He paid in cash, so
yeah, but
we
you
have no connection to you guys.
He had to give away $4 that were supposed to be in the card, and you people ended up with $4 in the positive. The customer's $4 in the negative, and the charge in the card never went through. So how are we going to fix this?
He is not $4 in the negative. Yes, he ordered a pizza, so he had to pay $4 for it. It's not on the card.
Okay,
he didn't charge the card at all.
Now the printer's almost out of paper. I've been trying to put this through so many times.
I'm sorry. I can't help you. I have pizza to make.
Well, it costs 12. I had to keep calling her through the night, making stupid complaints. About the $4. All right, we'll move on. We had enough fun there. God. All right, well, there we go. Who was that for? Big Ryan. There you go. Hope you enjoyed your first entry prank of the night, the pizza where they stole $4 or something. I don't know. Okay. Milkman needs a new pair of shoes for his new Asian bride from Zappos. You know, Milkman, God damn it. You know... I went today to buy some sneakers. The last time I wore sneakers, I want to say, was my freshman year in college. It's the last time I bought a pair of sneakers. Man, are sneakers stupid and ugly now. What happened in the last, 15 years? 97 was the last...
Jordan took over, man. You know, it became like just Apple type thing. Here, all about image.
Like, I want a pair of sneakers, right? I want a pair of sneakers because I want to walk around, you know, be a little more active, maybe get on the treadmill a little more. I need something with some support, right? So I'm like, all right, let me go. I'm going to get some sneakers for that, right? So, you know, last time I, you know, like back in 97, 98, last time I bought a pair of sneakers, they had a good selection. And I go now and I went to Foot Locker and half the fucking walls Air Jordans. Everything's Air Jordan, Air Max,
yeah.
Air Jordan,
yeah.
Everything, you know, and then they had like a little bit, they have some Adidas, that was it, and everything else, and they're all ugly, you know?
If you're actually going to pair a short shoe, I'd like for you to go to gravityfire.com first, that's my next move.
Well, I was going to go to Zappos, but then you have, so I think, isn't it with Zappos, they let you return them for free if you don't like them, or they don't fit you right?
Well, that's my thing. Gravity Defire has these now with the special German-made spring set in them, and actually what they do is they reduce the amount of shock going in your spine, and then they actually propel your foot forward, so they're actually like returning 22% of the energy that you put into each step back to you naturally as you walk forward.
Oh, wow.
So look it up, gravityfire.com. Seriously, man, they are seriously badass shoes. That's going to be my next purchase.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, they're confirming that Zappos, Dozer says Zappos has a good shoe selection, and Nitrous Cookie says he bought his on Zappos, and they let you return. That's what I heard. I had a really good...
Gravity Fire had a 30-day trial.
Really?
If you return them in new condition, you can return them.
Really? What if I shit and piss in the shoes and all that?
Probably they'll be less than new, so they may, you know, they may dock you a little bit. But I don't know. They may reward me, you know, especially right. You know, if you stick them on Noonan's foot first.
All right. Well, let's call Zappos. Let's get to the bottom of this whole shoe thing. I don't know what I'm. Seriously, I got to find a good pair of shoes and
shoe me, shoe me,
shoe me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoe me.
Okay.
S-H-O-E.
Thank you for allowing us to put a little Zappos in your day. I'm Perry, and I'm a member of the ZCLT scheduling team. To better assist you with your shopping needs, please press 1 for new orders, 2 for general questions, 3 for returns, and 5 to hear the joke of the day.
Joke of the day?
Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Wait a minute. No, fuck that. I want to hear the joke of the day first. I don't give a shit. Joke of the day. Yay. Come on, Milkman. How can we not listen to the joke of the day? I guess if I hang up on Milkman on accident, that'd be how. God damn it. I gotta call Milkman back. Shit. Oops. I hit the hang up button. Joke of the day. That's we used to do that in prank calls in the UK. We'd call in and be like, hey, we got the joke of the day. 5 o'clock in the morning. Joke of the day. We should do that tonight. When Lonesome gets here, I don't think he is here. Hey, Lonesome. Lonesome's here. We're gonna do joke of the day. I'm going to have fun with that.
Oh.
Hey, sorry, I hit the wrong button. I'm a stupid kind of Spanish person. Oh. Anyway, let's call back and get that joke of the day, Milkman.
Hey, you know what? It went back Masterson getting fat thing every once in a while, baby.
Yeah. See if we get an offensive joke of the day.
There has been some requests for Jack Masterson of late. I don't know if you can pull him out of the
to put a little Zappos in your day.
He's dead.
I'm Carrie, and I'm a member of the ZCLT scheduling team. To better assist you with your shopping needs, please press 1 for new orders,
2
for general questions, 3 for returns, and 5 to hear the joke of the day.
Tip, a highlighter.
All right. For all of your other shopping needs.
Quiet.
Hi, this is Tyler, and I'm a member of the ZCLT stat team, and I'm here with your joke of the day. So two muffins are sitting in an oven, and one muffin says to the other, boy, it's sure hot in here. And the other muffin says,
ah, a talking muffin!
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you for the joke of the day. Wow.
Didn't I hear you on another show once? Hi.
Put Zappos in your day. I'm Perry, and I'm a member of the ZCLT scheduling.
Shut up.
Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
WB Warner Brothers.
Thank you for calling Zappos.com. This is Miranda. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I called to make an order, but let me tell you something. I listened to that joke of the day that you got there, and it's so offensive. Can you put a note, and I want to put down that I'm very offended by the joke of the day, and that I will never do business with Zappos.
I'm so sorry about that. I'd be happy to put that in for you.
Well, did you want my information?
Yes, I'm getting that set up right now. What is, do you want us to email you when we've taken that down?
Yes.
And what is your email address?
MadhouseRadio@gmail.com.
You said MadhouseRadio@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right. And what is your name?
My name is Cross.
Cross, so yes. C-R-O-S-S?
Yes.
And do you want me to put your last name as well?
Valente.
All right. And would you like me to also provide a telephone number?
No. That's
okay,
not necessary.
No problem.
And the problem is, if you want to put that in the notes, if you could start taking notes, please, honey. The problem is, at the end of it, the man makes this joke, and he alludes to the Warner Brothers frog. who's well known as being a racist caricature of Sambo, who was a racist joke character from the 1940s,
right,
of a blackface.
Yes, I'm actually very familiar with that.
Yeah.
My father told me about that.
Little Sambo, yeah.
And that's Sambo is S-A-M-B-O.
Yes, S-A-M-B-O, Sambo, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Please take that.
You're very
down.
Welcome.
All right. I'm going to report this to Operation Push and Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Okay. Not
right.
a problem.
Thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome again. I'm sorry that you were offended.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right. Whatever.
Mikey Buttlepants. Sambo at Madhouse Race.
Sambo. She's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. My father told me about Sambo. What the hell?
Somebody has to join this damn Madhouse Fantasy Football League. Come on, man. Well, you can even name your team Sambo.
See,
have a restaurant chain, Sambo's.
Can you imagine Sambo's fried
really
chicken?
I thought there was one like in the 80s and 90s. Wasn't there really a restaurant chain called Sambo's?
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. When I was in high school, we played a school, a school that was like down like Okeechobee, Florida, like down was nothing but cattle and frickin' rednecks. And the name of the school, the mascot was the Crackers. I kid you not.
Oh my God! I think we've got our first gold star of the night. Scotland One says correct. There was
what? A Sambo?
I guess
there was a Sambo.
I guess he's referring to Sambos.
Oh.
Post a link if possible. If that's correct there, then we'll give you a gold star, ding, ding, for Scotland One.
Well, let's play this, since I had this ready to play for tonight, and this is on the same vein. Let's listen to this, Milkman.
Yes.
Have you been to McDonald's lately? I'm not laughing, damn it, I'm not laughing! And damn it, don't you laugh! Because they're killing you with your taste buds. You don't understand Satan, but you'll hate me for exposing them today. There's a slime in the burger. It's got silicone. They've practiced how to deceive your taste buds and your nose. You smell something that smells like chicken. You taste something that tastes like chicken, but it's chemicals. You want more fast food? And I'm loving it. Your children driving you out of your mind, take me to Mickey D's. See, you lazy woman. You don't want to get in a damn kitchen and cook, so you bring your children to these fast food places, killing them and yourself, because you're too damn lazy and trifling to cook again. Who the hell wants a woman with a good shape and a fat behind that don't know how to prepare no food for her husband and her children? To hell with a woman like that.
You know, he's got a point, Milkman. Who the hell with a woman right that like that, right? I'm at.
Thank you. I posted a couple links in here for Sambo's. My gosh, there was, and there still is.
There's a Sambo's left. Oh, man. God, wow.
Looks like they've got some damn good food, man. Check the links out. I put. There's one here on Cabrillo Boulevard, Santa Barbara, California, i.e.
No way. Do they have chicken? I'm not trying to sound racist. Do they have chicken?
Dude, they got, looks like they got cheeseburgers, beer, breakfast, or lunch. We're on the beach, Sambo's.
Oh,
great
damn.
Burgers, any way you want. Piled high with fries.
That looks good. Look at that. I'm looking at the menu now. That looks good. I'll eat the shit out of some Sambo's, man. I'll eat the shit out of some racism.
The fact is, Sam, the founder, was a real person, and Bo, his partner, was a real person.
His partner.
Sam is Sam Paddlestone, and Bo is Newell Bonnet.
Nunes is playing that
That's
clip
how
to Sam famous.
Really got its name.
Yeah. Oh, man. Is that where Sam the Donut Man ended up?
Black Sambo by Helen Vanerham was an afterthought. The Sambo's restaurant already was established before the children's story was discovered and used as part of a marketing
Get out of here.
Little black.
Yeah, okay. Sambo.
Hey, I have a black cow over Sambo's, man.
I should call them and complain. How dare you bring up Sambo?
Ain't no better black cow over Sambo's, man.
Sambo. Oh, man. I can't believe that place has to get, like, people demonstrating against it, right? Am I wrong there?
Established in 1957. The owner is Chad Stevens. We're going to call up Chad Stevens.
Chad Stevens.
He probably lives in the Santa Barbara, California area. His restaurant is 216 West Cabrillo Boulevard.
Oh, my
Possibly God. We'll get the numbers hitman to dig out some info on that guy. His name is Sam Battistone.
Bo.
Or the owner, Chad Stevens.
His name is Sam Bo.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is insane. I just can't believe
Damn.
That went down
By
like that.
By 1979, Sambo's had 1,200 outlets in 47 states.
And what happened? They're just gone now?
There's only one. Controversy over the change name drew protests and lawsuits in communities that viewed the term Sambo as a pejorative towards African Americans, and especially, particularly in northern eastern states.
Wow, that is
several restaurants were opened as or named as reopened or renamed as the Jolly Tiger in location where the community passed resolution forbidding the use of the original name and refused to grant the chain permit. Sambo.
Jolly Tiger, that's racist against Aztecs, I think, if you ask me. I don't know. Anyway, so let's see. Yeah, get
I had a dog named Sambo. He was cool as hell.
Wow, really? You had a dog named Sambo? Really? Did that make it
Yeah,
okay?
My first beagle dog, man. His actual name was Samuel Theodore.
Was he a black lab? Was it a black lab? Was it a black dog? He was
he
a black
mixed,
dog.
Man. I mean, what better would he have been mixed, dude? He was like, if you're a beagle, you know, brown, black, and white spots.
Black with red lips.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Then you're better than that.
All right.
All flavors.
All right, we got a number here, and it says to from, I guess it's from Facebook, it says to call or text Rick, but the owner of the car is John Devine. Don't say it to him, but he is the real owner. He just didn't post on. Okay, there's an ad. Please do this prank. He's selling his shitty car that he tried to pimp out. Here's a link. Okay, we got. Or someone's trying to sell a car on Craigslist. Let's take a look at that here. Let me post a link here for everyone to see in the chat room.
I have to give the kid a new image. They renamed it as No Place Like Sam.
There's no place like Sambo's. Wow.
Neither the name change or the bankruptcy protection reversed the downward trend.
Did they really go in? Is this
yes.
Their website that goes into this detail? Or
no, I'm speaking on the wiki. I posted the wiki. I'll post it again, man.
Oh, I thought it was like their website had their
the same
history.
One that I posted the link to the restaurant that lives, to the original one. Then I also reposted this link on one now that has the wiki on it, gives the details.
All right. So we're all right. Anyway, well, we work on that.
February 83, 618 of the locates were renamed Seasons Friendly Eating. Several locations were sold to Denny's.
Message
to Denny Sambo, please.
Oh, because Denny's is so.
Yo, man, I'll be back. You're making salts in the back.
Yeah, because Denny's is so known for their lack of racism. Not that I had never bought that Denny's was a racist chain.
I was like Jack Benny. What was his name? Charles? What was the guy's name?
I don't know. You know, remember these? What was the whole controversy that they would make black people wait a long time? Do you really think Denny's was like, our corporate policy is, will black people come and make them sit there for a whole hour? Come on, man. Yeah, right. Anyway, I'm going to call this guy who's selling a car, and then we'll see if we can call Sambo's.
Then we're going to talk to Sambo, please.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who lived in the deep, dark jungles of Africa. His name was Little Sambo.
Little Sam. Little Sambo. I think this show is going to be titled Little Sambo. Good call.
I think Sambo is definitely a great attitude for this whole show. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
At the tone, please.
I'm only trying to get him out, folks.
All right. Let me try the guy again. I went straight to voicemail. Maybe see he's online already. Let me try him again.
That's right. Only I hear in the madhouse. Everyone's favorite song.
Please leave your name, number, and a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Nah, he's not. It's going straight to voicemail. I'll give him a few minutes. Cracker's a shark, and we'll see if he answers. That's the guy who sent that in, by the way. Excuse me, by the way. Cracker's a shark.
Yeah, Sambo, please call in or at least check in the chat.
Little Sambo.
We got a gold star for you for sticking around so long.
Little Sambo. I can't believe it. All right, come on. Let's get off the Sambo kick. Teresa. Yeah, number that we got here from ABS
Dark
Knight. Let's
get back to horses, man. Let's get back to where it really is all about, horses.
ABS Dark Knight sends in a number. Teresa is apparently some girl from a dating website who called me. You should call her back and harass her for trying to flirt with your boyfriend. I would pretend to be gay. And talk shit to Teresa and say how her number showed up on your boyfriend's caller ID. And that I don't appreciate Teresa calling me. Like that, since I'm engaged and I don't need that kind of drama in the house. This would confuse Teresa and it'd be a mint call. She has pranked a friend of mine before acting like she was from a dating site asking him if he masturbates. Nice. And if he's single and random shit like that. She thought she was being clever and witty. Time to turn that around on her and bust the number one curly to prank skills on her ass. Okay, good. So this goes for AVS Dark Knight. Who wants us to call Big Teresa and complain about a dating website call thing? Okay, gotcha. I'm confused because Teresa pranked about the dating site, but this is a serious one? I don't know. Milkman, I'm in the mood for rice and beans.
Oh, Lord.
I really want rice and beans, Milkman. Damn it. Red beans, white rice. Be all over that. Some fried chicken on top. Fried chicken fried to a crisp.
You have reached the voicemail box of 7.
Oh, man. In Scotland, yeah, there was a case involving Secret Service. Yeah, there were black members of the Secret Service who were in President Clinton's detail. And I think they were in Virginia or something. And they were taking a break from their detail of protecting President Clinton. And they went to Denny's and they came out. And that, as far as I know, that was the only complaint that ever came. And they were like, oh, well, it was because we were black. It was like, okay. Man, I never understood. By the way, I've been playing tonight. You guys probably didn't notice, but this is MF Doom's new album, a collaboration, which is called JJ Doom. It's MF Doom, or Doom as it is now, all caps when you spell the villain's name. And JJ, I don't know who JJ is. But some of the songs are pretty good. And we're playing them tonight. Here. This one's called Bite the Thong. This album came out Monday. And I bought it on iTunes. It's a nice album. Has good musics. Let's get to some Lonesome Loser numbers here real quick. Before they go stale. You're listening to Madhouse Radio, the Sambo Show. Sambo Radio.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Oh, I found some good stuff here. Oh, wow.
Yeah, some good stuff. Alright,
okay, I'm posting now.
We got the tacky horse saddlery and sable. In Ohio. Let's talk horses.
I took that. Okay, this thing acting like. I found some original Sambo's commercials.
Alright, send me a like.
Hello, you've reached the Tacky Horse and Coomander Stable. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 4.
Oh, they don't want to answer me, man. Come on, man.
Sambo's commercials are hilarious.
Okay. Does it have a black Sambo or no, right?
Dude, I'm just posting them, dude. They're freaking hilarious.
All right, Milkman. Milkman's having a good old time watching YouTube tonight. All right, Horse Haven.
They're commercials, actually. It's not YouTube, man. I'm posting them, man. They're somebody had saved original old commercials.
All right. Do they sound funny? Or, I mean, is it worth playing the audio, or is it stupid?
I don't have it turned up. I've got it turned down. But I'm just posting watching the video of it, and it's pretty funny.
All right. I'll play one of them. Make it
they got a little white guy in a hat. They got this tiger jumping around and shit. It is kind of cute. In honor of the Sambos.
I wanted to mention Zorlar had an homage to me last night. He was doing his Wednesday night show. He does a show Wednesdays and Saturdays now, Zorlar does. And he was he said he used machines in one of his pranks as a homage to Madhouse. I think that was kind of cool. There's a place I love to go with Sambos. It's a stock of things to eat to know and Sambos. S-A-M-B-O's, S-A-M-B-O's, and Sambos. If you're 12 or under, you can join Sambo's Tiger Club. You get a free tiger mask when you sign up. A birthday certificate will be mailed to you for a free brownie, $1 worth of food, and your choice of one gift. Hand puppets, t-shirt iron on, or coloring book. But you must be accompanied by an adult. S-A-M-B-O's. And Sambo's is his name. Seriously.
Look at the third one, man. They got this 25-cent burger, man, and they sit down in front of this kid. It's hilarious, dude. It's probably a little bit bigger than a quarter. Like a 50-cent piece.
All right.
Look at the third commercial I just posted, man. I'll post it again. It's a little tiny ass hamster.
I have fun.
It would be like a sesame seed for Jack.
A sesame seed. He lose it in the mower. All right.
Could be like a 50-cent piece.
Remember when the quarter went away?
Oh, no, I remember.
These days, it doesn't even go a short way.
Dad, haven't you heard of inflation?
Here you go, sport. You must need this more than I do.
At Sambo's, a quarter still goes a long way. Every time an adult has dinner at Sambo's, a little adult also gets a meal. The Sam Burger Jr., a delicious double burger for just 25 cents.
Hey, Dad, I'll pay my own way tonight.
Sambo's, we're bringing down the high price of bringing up your kids.
The high price of bringing up your kids. What an asshole that dad, making him waste his quarter in a fucking hamburger.
Look at that little tiny hamburger, dude.
Yeah, but what kind of...
bigger than like even a soda can, man. It's like a Dixie cup.
That's something my dad would do. He's like, hey, you pay your own hamburger nut. He's like,
all right, we're all going to go out big tonight. We're going to Sambo. Everybody get your 25 cent Sambo Junior burger. That's
right. Yeah. He wouldn't be...
That's your Dixie cup.
He's such an asshole, my dad. He'd do that, too. He'd be like, all right, use your damn quarter, boy, and buy your own hamburger. Faggot. Let me be my dad. All right.
I feel that Sambo's is better than Poor Boy's restaurant. Poor Boy's is always funny, but you know, Sambo's has to top that one.
All right. We're going to call an Indian place because we're not getting anybody picking up on some of these numbers tonight. It's one of those nights, but we're still having fun talking about racist commercials. And Zappos being racist. I wonder how fast they'll react to changing the... We'll call later to see if they've changed the joke of the day yet. And if not, we'll complain.
Let's see if I can find a cartoon.
Like, she's like, oh yeah, my dad told me about Sambo.
Zappo, can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order for food that's not stupid.
Say again?
I'm about to make an order for food.
Yeah?
That's not stupid. Hello?
Yes.
All right.
Can
you
I
right?
take your order, sir?
Yes. I'd like one order of Papadoms.
Uh-huh.
Two chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
Three pilau rice.
We have a basmati rice.
Okay, I'll have the basmati then. It's like a herbal, it smells good, that rice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So one basmati rice?
Oh, have? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, one hambu.
I think you're having a wrong place.
No, this is Punjabi Dhaba.
Yes.
Okay, do you have the other things I ordered, right? Is there a problem?
We have a papadam, we have a chicken tikka masala, we have a basmati rice.
Okay, So, well, why do I have the wrong place?
I don't have the fourth place that you just said. Fourth number.
You don't have Hambu. All you have to say is we don't have that. That's okay.
Okay. Are you looking at our menu?
No, I know what Indian food is. I went to India recently. I was in Bengali.
Okay.
One matar chaat.
We don't have that also. Can you go to my website and you can look that
Do you have
my menu?
Was Banchud there? Do you have Banchud?
No.
What is the website?
It's mydhaba.net. And you can order online.
Oh, this is a stupid website. Look at this. Who made this website?
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
The Indians are usually better at making internet computers. There's women. It's dinner. They don't have a sense of humor.
Dude, I'm posting some hilarious. I found the cartoon, man.
Oh, for guts. You're in Sambo now. You're just waiting any chance you can get to be racist, Milkman. There's a Sambo supermarket.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Sambo. I was making an order.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm looking at the website now.
All right.
It's mydhaba.com.
.net.
Wait a minute. MYDHABA?
Yes. .net.
Okay. Did you get my other orders that I wanted already?
Yeah, papadam, 2 chicken tikka masala, 1 basmati rice.
Those 3 basmati rice.
3 basmati rice, okay.
Okay. And then you have traditional Punjabi here?
Yeah.
All right, I want cheese with spices. I want
shahi paneer?
Fish pakora.
You want a shahi paneer?
Cheese and rice. Cheese with spices, it says.
Can you tell me which number are you looking at?
It's the first page. It says menu. It says cheese with spices, tandoori chicken.
Okay, so that is tandoori chicken.
Mm-hmm. I want number
1.
I want number 999.
Number 9 is...
No, it says 999.
Okay, I don't think you're looking at my menu.
It says chicken. Chicken curry, number 999.
That's amount, 999. Number 10, chicken curry.
9 pieces? How many pieces come with the chicken curry?
There's 4 or 5.
About 4 or 5?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the naan?
And you want 1 chicken curry?
Yes.
Okay.
1 roti.
Okay.
The ulu.
Okay.
Okay, and then I would like a sister also.
Okay.
How many sisters do you have?
How many you have?
None. I ate my sisters. Right. I have 2 sisters and I ate them.
Oh, okay.
All right. Listen, when I was born, when I was 15 years old, I went to the doctor because I had something on the side of my leg. And when they opened it up, there was a tooth and some hair. And they said that when I was in my mother, that I had a twin sister and that I killed her and it combined with my body.
Hmm.
So I ate my sister. So, do you have sister?
No, I don't.
Do you have brother?
No, I don't.
You have a mother, though, right?
No, I don't.
You have father?
No.
You don't like to talk about your father?
No.
Did he do something to you?
No, he's a very good father.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see him in the bathroom? When he take a shit in the bathroom, did you ever see that? On accident.
I just wanted to let you know that your call is being recorded.
Is it being traced also?
I don't know about that, but it's being recorded. I just wanted to let you know.
Can you play it back if it's being recorded? I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, sure. When I call the 911, then you will hear it.
They don't care. You're gonna play it for them? What's going to happen? They're stupid?
I can pick a good one, man. That is the cutest little JPEG I've seen.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, hello, Banchud. How are you? Hello, Banchud. How are you? Hello?
Huh?
Is this Banchud? Are you Banchud? Okay, they're stupid. No.
Imagine, dude. That's totally unprecedented.
Milkman, didn't I get into an argument with recently with an Indian place where the guy was like, I kept asking him if he was the caste system. I have no idea which one that was.
We did do that one. We called somewhere, and then he was supposing to be a Brahma, and most of the people that are a Brahma class would never be running a restaurant. They're like either spiritual leaders, scholars, or government officials. Normally, that's the class they're in.
Yeah.
And so as soon as you start talking about caste, you know,
you're
Brahma. You know, usually the Punjabs and all that stuff are way down the list.
Yeah, he got upset. I have no idea which one it was. Let's see if it was this one. I think it was Al Watan. No, it wasn't. I think it was that.
The time, dude. All I know is that guy got pretty happy with us.
No, he got mad. Yeah, with the crazy.
Pleased. He was pleased. He was very pleased.
Let me see if I can find it. I don't know if Lonesome, if you remember which one it is. I didn't mark that shit. And I just got so many Indian places in here from that one show. It'd be kind of picking and choosing. Let's try this one. Shit, I forgot the caste system.
Hello, Sean?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Uh-huh.
One
second.
Hello?
One second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
What happened?
Excuse me,
what happened?
Nothing.
I was calling to make an order.
Oh, okay, no problem. Give me the order.
Okay, yes. I would like one sudra.
What do you need?
Are you a sudra?
I cannot hear you, brother.
Are you sudra?
Sudra?
Yes, is that you? Are you a sudra?
No, I think you got it wrong, number, brother.
No, wait a minute. Where are you on the system?
Brother?
Where are you on the racist system? Are you a Sudra or a Vaisya or a Kshatriya? Where are you?
I don't know what you're speaking.
Are you Indian? Are you Indian?
I am from India, yeah.
Okay. Do you know that in India, they classify all the people, the dirty people on the bottom, and the Sudra on the pyramid, there's a triangle, and you go in the bottom and you clean the toilet, you know?
I don't know, brother.
Wait a minute. What about, are you a Banchud then? Is that the problem?
I think you got it wrong number, brother.
No, you're Banchud, Marachud? Sorry. Huh? Come on. Sister? Whatever, I don't think that was a place. God, for the life of me, I wouldn't be able to tell you where it was, man. That sucks. We got a different Indian place, though, here. Maybe, Shah? Oh, okay. Lonesome thinks this is the place. Yeah, I think it was Indian and Pakistani. Yeah, that might have been right. I think you're on the right ball there, Big Lonesome. Thank you, sir. Let's try that. I think he did say we're Indian and Pakistani. I think I remember him saying that at some point. Come on, ring. There we go. Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Yes.
All right, are you ready? Do you need more information?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'd like one order of Papadoms.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
One order of Papa Dom's. Do you have naan bread? What the hell? They hung up already? Remember me. Remember me. Calling them back. Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Hello?
Yes, make an order, please.
Hello?
Order, please. Bullshit. Well, whatever. We got the Elixir Restaurant and Lounge Authentic Indian Cuisine. Is it cuisine or cuisine or cuisine? How do you even say that, Milkman? I always say it differently, I guess. I don't think I ever say it right. I don't know. No, you're not talking, Milkman. Thank God. Never mind. Why am I complaining? Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, I'm here. You call me on the line, I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, shit. Yes, hi, lady. I'd like to make an order for Indian food.
Okay, is this to go order?
This is for picking up.
Okay, what you would like to order?
One Papadoms.
One what?
Papadom.
Papadom?
Yeah.
We do not have that here.
This is Indian food, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Sudra?
What am I?
Sudra. Are you a Sudra?
No. Sudra, she never works here.
Oh, no?
No. Indian food means samosa, veggie pakoda, chicken curry, butter chicken, chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, I like chicken tikka masala and tandoori.
Okay, you want to have chicken tikka masala?
Yeah, but the Sudra, I don't want to talk to anyone who's a Sudra, you know?
No, Sudra doesn't work here.
Oh, what are you? Brahmin?
Sudra! Oh, okay. I believe in one God, sir. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
What do you mean, one God? Huh?
Believe in one God?
Uh-huh.
Sikhism is my religion.
Oh, you're a Sikh?
Uh-huh.
Alright, so I don't want to offend you or anything. I just don't want to talk to dirty people, you know?
Okay. Can you hold on?
Okay.
Let me take the pen to for your order.
Okay.
Hello?
Where are you from? Does the woman usually talk to the man like that?
Where I'm from? I'm from America, and my country is India.
Yeah, I know, but do the women are not supposed to talk to the man like that, right?
Hmm?
The woman isn't supposed to talk to the man like that.
No.
Then why are you talking like that, you know?
What I'm talking?
You know, they say that when a man and a woman are alone, the devil is the third person in the room, you know what I mean?
Can you hold on for a second, sir?
Because the man kisses the woman. And the woman can't control the feelings that she has for the man. Whatever. Oh, fuck. It's an old Arabic saying. Where'd a milkman go, asshole? Anyway, I don't know if we're doing good or not tonight. I'm just here blabbing away. Listen to this beat. Listen to this beat, guys. I like this beat. This song here. It's called Rhyming Slang. It has a good beat machine.
Copping pains tonight. The better off going ball. Hopping way in the fight, right? Nobody wanna get tapped by the gauntlet. If you got it flaunted, they say rap is haunted by the living dead. Rip them to shreds. Give them the bread. While sipping the red blood. Tipping the head. MC's is born soul. The rhymes ain't worth the way they cost to go. It's like a
What happened? You're in the chat room talking, chatting, not on the phone.
No, dude, I was on the phone, and it hung up on me, and then I got it called right back. I thought it was you, and that Indian girl was on the line, dude. Your name was Carmen. She said, did you call for Carmen? So I thought she was on the line. I was placing an order. I placed an order for a papadoms, a tandoori chicken, and a large order of banchos. It's like, what? You're talking to Carmen? And I said, yes, I'd like to place that order, please. I'll repeat that for you. She's like, what? You're calling for Carmen? I haven't called back. So
okay.
You called back. Somehow it all fluffed up, and it transferred the call to me. And you was on the line talking to somebody else.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Is this Little Sambo?
Yes, it is.
Once in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa, there was a little colored boy named Sambo.
Yeah, that's what we're named after.
Why would you be named after a blackface person? That's racist. He's like, yeah, that's what we're named. Where is that? Lincoln City, Oregon. Yeah, as racists live in Oregon. That makes sense. Everyone I know that's from Oregon is a racist, a big racist. Big racist. Big racist.
A little place of hilarious.
Hello.
Lincoln here.
She's like, yeah, I know. That's who we named it there. Duh. Anyway, so here we are, doing a show still. RBCP is a racist in all caps, man. Let's take a look, see what's going on in the chat room here real quick as far as instant messages are concerned. Marsha Pink sent in that request for marijuana earlier in the week. Oh, yeah, you did? Did you? No, you did. Look at that. Ramen slang all the way to UK. I guess I have to get to that. Echo up the bang and the cockney ramen slang. Hurricane looking cool yet your way. Diggle your anthem, cockney. Alright, marijuana wants to do the prank. AMD says, look at this, and sends a YouTube video. Alright, I will look at this and we will all listen to this. Little Black Sambo, it says here, is the name of the video. God, you guys are... What's this? Oh, is that the cartoon you were talking about, Milkman? An actual Little Black Sambo cartoon? I wish you guys could see this. Too bad you can't. Oh, wow. This is racist. It's an old, like, 40s or 50s, maybe, cartoon that looks extremely racist, and it's called Little Black Sambo. I'll save that. I'm gonna add that to my YouTube playlist here. I'll watch that tomorrow at work. It's from 1935. A cartoon version of the Little Black Sambo story produced in 1935. The story of Little Black Sambo. A children's book by Helen Bannerman. A Scot living in India was first published in 1899. The cartoon has been banned from public display in the U.S. due to the racist nature of its content. All right, cool, awesome. That sounds like something I can't wait to watch at work tomorrow. Let me add that there. Cool. Saved. Thank you. All right. Well, not again. New song, please. AMD, thank you for sharing that. Nitrous Cookie, hey Carlito, would like to join the league if you have an extra spot. I'm just a listener, but I'd be very, very competitive and would take it serious. You see, Milkman, there we are. We got a serious competitor. Awesome. Nitrous Cookie, if you're still interested, send me your email address, and I will be sure to send you an invite tonight. Andy, that's good news for you. Andy, I will send you an invite also, and then we'll have a 12-member league. We're going to have a big league, man. And that might not be good. You get a lot of people playing, and it becomes slim pickings in the draft and stuff, and the actual rosters. It gets kind of tough. I don't know. We'll see. Nitrous Cookie, send me your email address and I am, and I'll get you an invite tonight. Thank you, sir. No qualms at all. I'm walking through these hollow halls. These students ain't in class at all. Talks with the smarts, little dude. Better knock it off. Yes, I'm like Mr. Horse sends in a number for John Devine. Gay, squarehead, gets angry easily. All right, cool. In front of you, drop you off some new genie. Pretend it never happened while you're through listening to 90s new genie. Chilling with this fly chick that looks great in her island. And I lost Milkman again. Shit. T-H-W-G agent. Just in case you're wondering where the strays went.
Hey, Sambo.
Hey, what the hell happened? I lost it, man. Did you see that second one, dude? It's like a Jack Masterson working out there. It's hilarious.
Okay, no. God. You're out of a cannon tonight, Milton. Yeah.
I'm 326 on the town, dude.
Evil already updated. Talked to him today. He's dating a girl who's a virgin.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Got it just in time for that. Yeah, Artie's dating a virgin, Milkman. How about that, huh? Isn't that awesome?
I've heard that one before.
Exactly. She's probably been with like 10 girls.
If he believes that, Rich over here over troubled water, I'll sell him.
Yeah, she probably has had like anal sex and stuff, so she says, I'm still a virgin. That's what the kids do. I hear in high school they have anal sex all the time. Yeah. Because it doesn't
count. But bangs don't count, right?
It doesn't count. Yeah, it doesn't. No, it doesn't count. Nitrous Cookie sent in his email address. Sounds good. I got you here. I will get the invite to you.
Nitrous got my spot.
Nitrous got your spot, and we'll get Andy a spot
also. Thank you, Nitrous. Yeah. I hope that you are worthy, and we are looking forward to your exploits. Do as well, and also welcome Andy, the next member to the final member to our family football league, right here in the Mad House, hosted by the Generalissimo himself, the leader, the captain of the team.
Captain of the team, right? Okay. Okay, so let me take a look here. Someone's messaging me somewhere else. Also, give me a second. You know, I had a prank call that I wanted to play by Jen Stewart, a new one. Can't find it anywhere. Been looking for it everywhere, and I can't find it, Milkman. Damn it, man.
Did we find one about cats? Did we find that call about cats?
About what?
Did we find the call about cast?
Cast? Cats?
Yeah, the guy, get rid of the cast, you know, the cast.
No. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You ain't got to get all mad because you're a cast. You talk about his cast.
No. Oh, cast. The cast system. Is that what you're talking about? That number?
Yeah. No. Yeah, the cast, yes. Yeah.
I don't know. No. I'll have to listen, like, you know, when I'm editing the podcast, I'll make a note to write down the name of the place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Because I got cut off like 3 times.
Yeah,
I know.
It's all right, big guy. Don't worry, big guy. All right. That's what my doctor, the guy that did my eye surgery, that's what he calls me. He calls me big guy. And I told
him, you are the big guy, man.
Well, Athena was like me, and I told Athena, wouldn't it be funny if when the next time he does that, I'm like, hey, what's up, you yellow fucking chinky eye? He's Korean. It'd be funny if I called him a yellow chinky eyed rice eater or something, you know, make like an Asian.
You gonna call your doctor that?
Well, he calls me big guy all the time. Why can't I call him? What's up, chong 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 chong?
Well, you better wait till after all your surgeries. You don't want to get slant eyed.
He's like, I mean, they give you Asian eyes.
Elliot, you wouldn't quite look as good.
I'll answer here.
Come on, Sam, answer.
Sam Bo is going to answer. All right. Let me call Little Sam Bo's restaurant again. I want to make sure I call
him. Right. That is the funniest shit, man. Just the whole copy of it. It's hilarious. Like, it reminds me of my dog, Sambo.
Shit.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Sambo's?
Yes, this is.
Did we talk earlier and you hung up the phone on me?
Yes.
Why? I'm sorry.
I just didn't understand why you're asking those kind of questions.
Well, because you said the name of the place is named after the blackface guy, right?
Yes.
But why would they name it after that? Are there a lot of black people in this town?
No, it's because it's like an inspirational story. It's about tigers that took the little Sambo's clothes, and he got them back, and they were angry, so they were running around the tree.
Yeah.
They turned into butter, and they mom made pancakes out of the butter.
Yeah, but then they took the little black kid, and they, like, strung him up and everything, and they hung him. They lynched him.
I don't know where you got that from, because that's not in the book.
Yes, it is. That's why they're demonstrating against it in Times Square this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, they had you down. That's why I'm calling. It's all over the internet. They had a bunch of businesses that are named after the book, and at the end of the book, that they take Sambo and they castrated him and then they hung him from a tree.
Well, here, you can talk to the owner about that.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, they took Sambo at the end of the story. They castrated him and they hung him from the tree. They lynched him like a escaped slave.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, the name of the store. I don't like the name of the restaurant. I think it's racist. It's not good. It's bad.
It's not the name of the restaurant. It's Restaurant Family Incorporated.
It says Little Sambo's.
Restaurant Family Incorporated is our name. Okay?
And then why is Thank the lady you. Saying, you racist, stupid bitch? They cast
her. That whole line of thinking.
She knows the whole story. I didn't know that story. Sounds like a fun story. I want to read that story now. It sounds fun. If I had weed, I'd smoke a lot of weed and watch that cartoon. It'd be a good old time. Making pancakes and butter and stuff? What's that about? It sounds fun. They make butter out of the tigers? How do they make butter? Milkman, find out. Watch that. Watch the video. How do they make... Find out the story. Look it up. How do they make butter for pancakes? Why were tigers eating pancakes? That's just... That's not right. Tiger should have eaten the Sambo. Right?
Yep.
I don't think tigers like dark meat.
I think charbroiled.
Charbroiled. Yeah. My dad... Speaking more about my dad, we were at the beach once. We were at the beach once. This is how it was when I was growing up. We were at the beach, and there was a black guy. And my dad said, "You see," in Spanish. Fucking stupid asshole. He yells in Spanish. "You see, I told that guy not to stand in the sun for too long." He did that. The guy was Dominican. He knew Spanish, and he got really mad.
Don't be in the what?
There was a black guy at the beach, okay? And my dad didn't think he knew Spanish. This is like, it was still the 80s, all right? And not everyone was walking around speaking Spanish, at least, and especially not in this part of Florida. And my dad said, he said, I told that guy not to stay out in the sun too long. We were at the beach. And he saw a black guy. Do you get it yet? The black man walking around the beach? So he's like saying he was white at first and he stayed in the sun too long and he got burnt. Yeah.
Mira, Prieto.
He said, and the guy got all upset at him. He was like, "Very, that's very, God." He told him, like, "God, you're sick, sir. You're sick."
Prieto, ¿qué?
My mom got so. My mom was like, "You see, that's what you get. That's what you get for making fun of the negros." The negros. Oh, boy.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Sambo's?
Yes, it is.
Did you know that this is a racist thing that you are?
It's what?
It's racist to say Sambo.
Why is that?
Because Sambo was this, there was a story. It's this kid that went to the beach and he stayed out too long and he turned to a black.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
My name is Cross. I'm calling from the Nation of Islam. What? Listen, this is Sambo Storage, right?
Yes, Sambo Storage.
Sambo's racist storage?
sandwich what?
Racist storage. We're putting a list together of all these racist places that have Sambo in their name. Because Sambo's a racist. Sambo's a racist.
Really?
It's a racist story, yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you know what did you know it was about this black kid that went to the he was a white kid and he went to the beach and he stayed out too long and he became black and the whole town went after him and they let these tigers loose in the, from the zoo to go after him and at the end they castrated the little boy and they lynched him and everything. Well, he hung up. How do these people not know Sambo's racist? The tiger scene. Car wash is horrible. You're saying the N-word. There's a lot of use of the N-word in the chat room tonight. Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What happened to the gentleman that hung up, the racist man that hung up the phone on me?
The racist man that hung up the phone on you. Mister, I don't know where you're calling from. Do you know what time it is here?
It's 8:52 where I'm at.
Okay, well, it's 11 o'clock where I am.
Where do you live? A racist town?
I don't know who you want to talk to or what your problem is, but you need to stop calling this number.
I want you to change the name of this your business, your racist business, because Sambo is racist.
I am not going to change the name of my business.
I order you.
So you said so?
I command you to. I order you to.
Oh, you command me to?
Yes, I'm a man. Missy, you don't talk like that to men on the phone. Like a smart with the mouth.
Well, I don't know what your problem is.
It's a racist story. It's about a white boy that went to the beach and got burnt and turned black, and then the end of it, they lynched him and they hung him and they castrated him because they thought he was a black kid. Hello? I agree. Just his sex is, I agree. Just see. God, come on. William, does ask if my father ever made fun of Irish or Polacks? No, never.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
No, just black people. Just black people. And he isn't very fond of Cubans. I know that much. He hates them. He thinks their shit doesn't stick. That's his. And again, I think that, oh my god, I'm in trouble. My dad thinks that of Cubans. I grew up being taught that of Cubans who live in the United States, not Cubans from Cuba. We learned that the Cubans in Miami, that those Cubans think their shit doesn't stink. Because they should have stayed in Cuba. If they're so proud of being Cuban and all this stuff, why didn't they stay there? And if the Cuban Revolution was so bad, then why didn't they do something about it? And that's what my dad says. And he's convinced that the Cubans that came to the United States after the Cuban Revolution, led by Fidel Castro and Comandante Che Guevara, were nothing but corrupt rich people. That's what he says. That's what he taught me. Now, Mr. Fix says, let's rag on the French. Cuban cigars, you know, I'll be honest with you. Cuban cigars are okay. I've had a few Cuban cigars in my day. There's a lot of bad Cuban cigars out there. All right. I think the whole thing about Cuban cigars, they're good cigars. Yeah, I guess that's where you'd say where the heart of the cigar industry came from, but it's a lot of Cuban cigars aren't that good. They're mass produced. A lot of them are counterfeit, to be honest with you. If you go outside of Cuba, and I'm not saying necessarily the United States, but I read an article once where if you go to the Caribbean, you know, a lot of these American tourists, they go to on cruises and stuff, and they go to the Bahamas or they go to frickin' all those islands down there, Aruba and shit, and they're smoking what they think are Cuban cigars. Like, oh, I can get Cuban cigars because I'm not in America anymore. Look at me and my Cuban cigar. I think it's something like 70% of those cigars are all counterfeit anyway. They're not really Cuban cigars. They're usually just Dominican cigars, and they have fake wrappers on them. Think about it. It makes sense, right? Do you think they really get those many Cuban cigars out of Cuba? Not that they can't, but the Cuban, it just doesn't, it's not like that. It's not, yeah, you kind of have to know who you're getting from and get a gift from a reputable provider. When the tourists are going to places where all the tourists are, they're usually getting counterfeit. More 7 out of 10 times, if you're buying a Cuban cigar when you're on vacation outside of the United States, it's not a Cuban cigar. I'm just saying. And they're walking. Oh, look at that. Oh God, this is the best fucking cigar ever. The best cigar ever. No, come on. The best cigar that I've ever had. The best cigar you can get in the United States is the brand called Davidoff. Davidoff, Davidoff. Excellent cigar. Very good cigar. Expensive? They get expensive. Milkman, I don't know if you're there.
Good cologne, though. They make some of the best cologne.
They've got this. Davidoff has this one cigar. It's like three cigars entwined with each other. I haven't smoked one yet.
Awesome.
But they're like three cigars curled into one, and you light it as one cigar, and just, you know, that's good stuff, man. Baz wants a North Korean cigar. Nice. That probably isn't even tobacco. Tea. Put tea in it. North Korea is very famous for its tea. Speaking of which, I'm going to light my cigar again. Speaking of which, I had to take a wee. I got to pee, Milkman. You got to pee? You want to pee, Milkman? I got to pee. I know that much. So we're going to take a break here real quick. Give me about 5 minutes. I can go get up and use the bathroom. At that point, when we come back in about 5 minutes, it'll be the last hour of the show, and we will open up the Skype lines for anybody who wants to join us. This is Madhouse Radio for August the 23rd. Yeah, man. When we come back, we got more numbers to get to, including that Craigslist ad, the car for sale that was submitted. We got to get to Mary Juana's number. We got more loan numbers from Lonesome Losers that we haven't called yet. We got a few Sambo locations. We got a few Indian restaurants. We got Nirvana Indian food to get to. Sambo Supermarket we haven't done yet. We also got the Howdy Doody Drive-In Grocery. And Looney Bins. Haven't called them yet. We'll give them I have no idea what Looney Bins is about, but we'll give them a try. Milkman's going to sit there and look up more Sambo stuff and laugh his racist ass off. And yeah, we'll generally have fun. Be back in about 5 minutes. Thank you, goddammit. We haven't taken a break in like 9 months on the show. Oh, well.
It's too doggone late. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Oh, that's about to show. That was a classic song, man. Like your checkers hanging out here.
So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Get my pussy.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Duro, you gotta let it bump. Like that, yeah. Come on. Bring the chorus in.
Alrighty. Urination complete. Milkman, I have urinated.
Wow, that's cool, man, because I just got finished, man. My tank is full.
Oh, God.
Everybody will be proud to know that.
You gotta get that hair out. You gotta use some Drano on that, man.
I got the plunger out there. It didn't help, man. It was just smoking and steaming in there for a while. I think it's going to wait to cool off a little bit.
Mm. Right.
I do want to give a shout out, man. This is a great old time long friend there, Mr. Fit, man. Good old buddy, man. He's a member of the faction of the Dangling England Man from Siam, man. That's Dan.
Who's Mr. Fix? Okay. Mr. Fix, there you go.
Boy, yeah. So Andy, he's up there in the top with me, man. He's definitely one of our brothers.
I didn't notice Andy was an opt in there. I didn't even take a look at who needed ops in this motherfucker here. Let's see. Yeah, RBCP doesn't like being opt. I'll op him. He'll probably get anything. Yeah.
I did opt him, dude. He dropped out.
He's a weirdo. He's a pervert. He is, this guy.
I like RBCP. You know, I was looking for an update on what was going on with the Cacti Network, but I didn't quite catch one. I don't know if you're a premier.
It's over.
With what's going on.
It's gone. Zach says RBCP blocked him on YouTube. You asshole. Everyone congratulate Milkman for setting the world record for most pictures of penises on his computer. Milkman, all right, man.
Right on, yeah. Man. Did you congratulate Nina for getting a gold and fortune ranking?
You know, the Paralympics are starting up in London now. It's now that the normal people had their chance, now the invalids get their chance. And I'm excited about that. I watch so much coverage of the Paralympics, you can't unglue me from the TV. I can't wait to watch this.
We did get a ticket. I'm so happy.
Just a heads up, Big Andy, you've been invited to the Madhouse Fantasy Football League, and who else was it? Nitrous Cookie. You got your invite also, so hurry up and join up.
Yeah, all right, man. Excellent, man. I'm so pleased to hear we got some strong competitors in there.
I'm telling you, man, we got a big crowd this time around. I hope it's not too thinned out for the league, because it can get...
Dozen of the best buzzing out there.
12
teams. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Congratulate Inu for a golden English horsey blanket. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Congratulations, Nunu. Gold star.
All right. Awesome, Nunu. Gold star. Yeah, where's my gold stars at? There you go. Yeah. So we got some...
Hey, Madhouse for this quadruple.
We got some UK numbers coming in. That's good. So far in the league, here's the name of the teams. My team is called The Mouth. Thursday Night Teabagger, I think that's Big Ken. I'm not sure. See, I don't know who half these people... I know who they are. I just don't know who picked what for their team. New Bridge Tennis Rackets. I don't know who that is out of all of this. My Vic in a Box. I think that's Big Eric. Chicago Rude Dogs. And that's his dog. Oh, that's the guy. Yeah. That's the dog dude from last time. That's Earth Dog. Seattle Supersonics suck. I think that's Dirty Aaron. Zyklon is Eye of the Zyklon. Lightning Legionnaires is Lonesome Loser. Maddest Fish is Postal Maddest Fish. Evil Artie is San Francisco 69ers. And then we got the two teams yet to be named. Andy's team, I think last year he was White Power, which I thought was an awesome name, and then he changed it to Fat Power, I think, or something like that. And I told him, dude, change it back. Andy, be White Power this year. I think that was an awesome name for a team. White Power is an awesome fantasy football team name. White Power. And
hey, I'm sending you a message right now on your D-Talk.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you for bothering me there. Let's have a look here and see what's going on. Oh, God. You and Nunu getting down. Nunu, don't de-op with Milkman. He gets upset.
You're losing your ops this week. I'm going to make sure you're losing your ops tonight. So enjoy it while you can. Everybody out there, tired of doing bullshit.
All right, stop with the opping and de-opping, guys.
Yeah. No, that's cool, because I've done decided, man, he's not going to be opping my chat.
See what you did?
He's nice, he apologizes.
Yeah.
Appropriately, I may let him come back and be an op. But if not, he's going to have to be a bystander, because he cannot be messing around in my chat.
I don't know. Yeah, I think the ESPN invites take a little bit of time. When you send them out, I think they do take it like a good 5-10 minutes sometimes. I've noticed it's a little slow.
Am I not right, Mr. Hermano? Did we have this discussion previously?
What about right? Are you right? Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, don't fuck around with the ops and kicking and
but
stuff.
Either I am or I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then we'll have a private discussion.
All right. Is that really you, Milkman? Did you just change your nickname from Milkmon to Milkman?
Yeah, he got me.
So all right, well, you're off. I opted so, back.
I said the next time. I then told you the next time I'm going to have to change his offset.
All right, children. Okay.
That's cool. Back to the show.
We got Harry Jones in England that's calling with the joke of the day, which he's subscribed for. I should call him from the Paralympics. Hey, get joke of the day. It's called Little Sambo. How did we get on Little Sambo? It was Zappos. The joke of the day at Zappos. But we also got to see if they changed that joke of the day yet. And I got to get to Mary Juana's also. God, that's loud. Mary Juana's number. Don't let me forget.
Hello?
Yes, is Harry there?
Who?
Harry, this call is for Harry.
Harry who?
Harry Jones.
Who's calling?
This is Ralph Littlejohn. I'm calling from the computer machine.
No, I'm sorry.
No, Harry Jones. I'm Ralph. He's expecting a call from me.
I'm sorry, you've got the wrong number.
This is Harry Jones on Newton Avenue, Denton, Manchester, England.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't have the wrong number. I need to speak to Harry, or do you accept this call?
No. Harry died.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Well, someone signed him up for the telephone service here.
No, sorry.
Well, I need to give you the information then so we can cancel it. Because if not, the computer's going to call you automatically every hour until it's the joke of the day that happens automatically. But if you don't accept the joke, you can cancel, opt out of the joke of the day, and it'll stop calling you. But if not, the computer will keep calling you. I'm explaining that correctly, right? Isn't that how it works? I've had people opt out hitting buttons, combinations of buttons before.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Joke of the Day for Harry Jones.
I'm sorry, please. Can you just leave it?
No, the problem is the computer, it keeps, I can't control it unless you cancel out. I can't control
it. Right, well, I want to cancel it.
All right, well, you have to hit the unopt option.
I'm sorry, no.
Okay, well, listen, I'll just give you the Joke of the Day and then, oh my God, she's not understanding. Come on, lady. I won't give you a joke. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, is calling from Harry Jones. For Harry Jones, this is the joke of the day computer machine on the telephone.
Just tell me how to start this, please.
Okay, well, first I have to give you the joke of the day, and then after that, all you have to do is you have to say opt out while I'm recording it, and it'll cancel you, okay? So are you ready?
Right.
Are you ready for the joke of the day?
Right.
All right. Two black men are walking down the street, and they see a sign that says, "Turn white for $5. The one black man says to the other, I have $6. The other black man says, I only have $4. The first black man says, okay, I'm going to go in and become white, and when I come out, I'll give you the dollar, and you'll have $5, and you go in. And the second black man says, good, okay. So the first black man goes in, and he comes back out, and he's white. And the second black man says, that's amazing. Can I have my dollar now? She didn't let me get to the punchline. Come on. I was right there. Hello? God, it's a good joke. Wait until you guys hear it. It's awesome. You guys, hello?
Hello.
Yes. Can I finish the joke so we can opt you out, please? I have no control over the computer. All right. How far did you get? Did you hear the part where the black man became white and came back out?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So the black man that went in originally with $6 comes out with $1 left, and the other black man has $4, and it costs $5 to become white. So he asks, he says, can I have my dollar now? And you know what the white guy said to the black guy?
Okay.
Fuck you,
Sambo.
That's the joke of the day.
Yeah.
All right. Now, would you like to opt out?
Yes.
You need to hit *2#1.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm blind.
You're blind?
Yeah.
I guess that you're going to get another phone call with another joke. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. What else do we do then? I don't know. Do you have someone there who can hit the buttons on the phone?
No.
Can you hit them randomly?
No.
Well, hit. Can you? Do you know where number one is?
There must be another way. Can you just end the call?
Can all right. What I can start the recording and you can say the phrase that so they cancel it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me start it up. Hang on. It takes me about 2 seconds to start. And I thank you for your patience. I'm sorry that maybe this is someone's playing a practical joke on you where they're. Did this to you? Do you have any children in the family that might be doing
that? No, I don't. No, nobody would do that.
No, this is horrible. I'm very sorry, but the computer just... Okay. All right, we're ready here. All right, I'm starting recording now. Okay, so I need you to say, I, Harry Jones...
Do you realize I cannot say this? My husband died.
Oh, okay, well, I, the spouse of Harry Jones, can you say that?
I really don't... This is so upsetting. Just do it.
Okay.
Just end call.
All right. Then just say, I authorize telephone computer machines to discontinue the service.
I authorize the telephone computer machine to discontinue the service.
And I understand that I have failed to meet to the agreements, and I will be fined £200.
Okay.
You have to say that.
I understand, and I will be fined £200.
Okay. And what are you wearing right now? Also, I need to write that down.
I'm not answering any more questions, right?
Listen, you know why? You know why I asked that? Because if you're blind, you wouldn't know what you're wearing. And then I know that you're lying or not. So do you know what you're wearing? What color is your underwear? Tell me. All right, cool. There you go. My delivery and the joke of the day wasn't that good, but, you know. That's
hey, I sent you a message, man.
I got your message, Milkman.
Okay.
All right.
Son of a bitch.
Zyklon wants to join in. Big Zyklon. Hello, Zyklon.
Hey.
Hey, guy. How are you?
Yeah. Let me recall you. Skype is doing its usual thing.
Oh, okay. Cool. Recall me. Zyklon will recall me. In the meantime, we'll call Reverend DJ Weston.
Hermano.
Yo.
Hey, let me know. Let me know when you got that message, man.
Well, yeah, it's not that easy. It's a long story. I'll have to explain it to you in a moment after the show. I can't do it now, you know? It doesn't work. Computer machine works different. There's things that are automatic set, and I can't change them without looking up on the computer how to change them, you know?
Well, I can help you there.
Well, look at that. All right. Look at that.
Cactus.
Hello.
Cactus.
Hello. All right, you're here.
Cactus. How's it going?
Trying to get Reverend DJ Weston on the line.
DJ Weston?
BJ. DJ. Hello?
Father David Wesson isn't available at this moment.
No.
Please leave a message. Please speak very clearly and slowly, giving your name and telephone number, and I will return the call. If I'm not available and this is an emergency sick call, please ring Father Jerry O'Brien on 733, thank you.
Yes, I'm going to call your other guy. Thank you. 733, there you go. I wonder how I would get that to work, though. 733. I think it needs a few more numbers, but I think if I add his number and then delete some at the end and add that, I think it'll
work. So is this guy like a Catholic priest?
I don't know. Are there any Catholic priests over there in England? I thought they all got, like, hung.
No, they're from Catholics.
Irish.
And according to English law, no Catholic can be king or queen of England.
Well, that's bullshit. How am I going to be king, then?
I think it lasted since the last time they had a major fight in, like, the 1600s, I believe.
It was Spain, yeah.
No, James, I think it was James II, was Catholic, and he was on the throne.
I thought it was Mary, Queen of Scots. It was the last one. She was supposed to be... God, she was supposed to be queen, but Elizabeth took her from her or something.
Right. Mary was a Catholic, though.
Hello, morning?
Yes, hello. Is this the Reverend?
Hello?
Yes, is this the Reverend?
Yes, morning?
Yes, hello. Reverend DJ Weston told me to give you a call.
Who's DJ Weston?
The Reverend, the other Reverend, the minister, you know, the religious man, you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, where is he living?
Yes, he told me to give you a call. He signed you up for Joke of the Day computer machines.
Oh.
Okay.
Good night. Bye. God bless.
Are you ready for the Joke of the Day?
No, I'm not. I'm in bed.
Oh, well, I can give you the weather. The weather. No.
But yeah, I think over there they call him Father, whether they're Catholic or Church of England.
Well, I mean, I call my priest. I thought all Catholic priests are called Father. I thought that was their title.
Right. I'm saying Catholic priests and Church of England priests are called Father.
Oh, Father. Okay. Well, wasn't it one of the kings, he made up a religion? He's like, I don't like the Catholics because the Spanish...
That was Henry VIII, and that was the Church of England.
It's because he didn't want to follow the Vatican's telling him what to do or whatever, the Vatican. So he said, well, see you later. We got our own church.
Pretty much. It was related to divorce. Ever heard the Henry VIII song about his wives?
That's right. He wanted to get divorced. Okay, I hear you.
Right. The Catholics are like, nope. And he was like, F you. I'm starting my own religion.
Now, are Protestants the same as Church of England, or is that different?
No.
No. Okay.
Church of England is considered Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
Because it broke off from the Catholic Church around the same time.
Okay.
But it's really not related to the Protestant Reformation.
Okay, all right. And
yeah, pretty much most of your Protestant Reformation is either based off of Luther teachings or John Calvin.
Yeah, you see, I got to learn all these, like, Lutheran and Protestant and all these, you know, different ones.
Protestant is anything that's broke off from Catholicism.
But then what's the one? There's one that's really close to, a lot of Catholic priests end up leaving and they become this one religion.
Yes, Eastern Orthodox.
No, not Eastern Orthodox. No, there's a different one.
That broke off in the 1000s.
That was a great schism. Yeah, and there's another one that's really prevalent in America. I'm trying to think.
Episcopalians?
Episcopalian, yeah, that might be it, I guess.
You know what Episcopalians are?
No, what?
Church of England.
They just don't
call it that over here.
Okay. That's what they call it. Cause
Episcopal equals Anglican equals Church of England.
There you go. Well, thank you. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the same thing.
You should give this information in our joke of the day, or fact of the day, or something when we
fact
call
people.
Arm pool is coming up. Let's see here. Or you do that. Go ahead. Give them fact of the day. Arm pool.
Okay.
Feel comfortable.
Or joke of the day.
Joke of the day. If you have a racist joke you can give, that's fine also. It's a very racist episode of Madhouse Radio. This number's not going through. I'll try.
Okay, how do you tell if a black guy is well hung?
Well, no, keep it secret until we get to say it. It makes it fun.
True.
It's fun, because then sometimes they don't let you finish it, and everyone's on bated breath.
Yeah.
Racist call of the day.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I'm serious. Okay.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, I thought the call had gone through. Never mind.
I thought it did, too. No, I think the caller's there.
Caller. Oh, they didn't say anything. I thought it, like, dropped for some reason.
Let's try it again.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a
message. They picked up the first time, not that time. All right, let me get the next number in line here. For fact of the day.
This is
EJ Young. EJ Young is in Brighton. Give them a call.
Gay capital of England.
That's what I hear. I got a beach there with a lot of pebbles and rocks and stuff.
Where's UK Chad?
UK Chad would tell us all about it. Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Brighton, where's UK Chad? He could tell us all about the things on those pebbles.
I thought UK Chad was like already gone, like to the military. All right, Milkman, just taken care of. Angry man.
Hello?
Aww. All right, we'll try again, see if they pick up or talk this time. EJ Young, let's see.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Milkman's mad at Nunu. Really mad. He left. He left.
What is Nunu doing now?
He de-offed him without permission. I don't know why Nunu was doing that. Nunu says it was an accident, and Milkman got upset. And I agree with Milkman. Milkman shouldn't have to sit there and get de-offed and stuff. And now Nunu's all, it was an accident.
Bad Nunu.
Nunu, you messed up, man. You pissed off the milkman.
Actually, though, speaking of Nunu, that reminded me of a certain stallion.
I fixed it, milkman.
Hello?
Yes. This is today's joke of the day. How do you tell if a black person is well hung? You can't get a finger between his neck and the rope.
That was Alan King, everybody. All right, let me call him back and apologize on behalf of their joke of the day. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Brad Carter. I understand. I'm with International Business Telephone Machines. I understand my associate just gave you your joke of the day, and you might have been a little.
You know what time of the day it is here?
Yeah, I understand. There's a problem with the computer machine, the telephone business.
Well, I'm not interested.
Well, you were signed up during the for the London Paralympics for the joke of the day.
Well, I'm not interested. I don't want one. Thank you very much.
Well, there was an accident. Were you okay?
I had to mute. I was laughing too hard. Yeah, that's probably the most offensive one I know that doesn't take a long time to tell.
Hello? Mr. Young? Mr. King? Mr. King?
What do you want?
Yes, I'm sorry, did you need us to cancel the joke of the day?
Yes.
All right, I'll put you through for the fact of the day. Zyklon's going to give you. Go ahead, Zyklon. Fact of the day.
Aw. Aw. I was going to say, fact of the day, the word
Sambo. Here we go. Give it to him.
Where do you get off this line?
Today's fact of the day, the word Sambo comes from the country Niger, where the majority of slaves imported to America came from.
There's your fact of the day, sir. Is that sufficient? Hello, sir.
Of course.
Sinner's not saying anything. All right, I'll leave him alone. He seems a little agitated. All right, we'll call Ann King instead. Give me a second. Big Ken's calling in. Dirty Aaron's. Oh, I missed Dirty Aaron. I got Ken, though. Kenneth.
Yes.
How you doing there?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Let's see if we get Milkman back on. See if he might be a little more calm now.
I don't know. He's going buck wild in his chat right now.
We're going to get Milkman to say, we're not playing any games here.
Milkman's mad.
He's keybagging Nunu in the fucking chat right now.
Hello?
By the way, speaking of things, why did the football draft have to be moved to Sunday? Saturday was perfect.
I had people.
Yeah. Thursday was good too.
There were people complaining about Saturday.
Who's complaining about Saturday?
I don't know. Some people, hey, Milkman, are you there?
They're called pussies.
What's up, man?
Are you all right now? Are you okay? I did what you wanted me to do, all right? Don't be mad. Please, don't.
No, dude, it's what we agreed to. That's all. That's all I was asking is that we agreed to. All
right.
Milkman, I will offer my services to take over in his place.
I'm only asking to fill in for my place, okay? I'll just go ahead and tell you now. I'm going to say it, and I'll say it so everybody can hear it. When I was out mobile and I was traveling a lot and working a lot, there's nobody to run my chat. So I did press Nunu because he's been with a buddy of mine for a long time to run my chat. But in the meantime, he's been pissing people off. He started going crazy. The power went to his head. And now he's even fucking with me. So all I said was, look, well, next time it happens, we're going to have to back down on his power. So, Nunu, love you. But sorry. No thanks, brother.
He said it was an accident, though.
Those crazy foreign bastards, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Hey, Milkman, are we playing games here?
No, play games.
We ain't playing no fucking games, my man. If you call pun the idiot around the soccer field, then
there's more than where I live.
It's soccer, not football.
Yes, hello, Ann King.
Yes.
I'm calling with your Weather of the Day report from International Business Telephone Machines.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
in the UK.
You signed up for the 5 o'clock in the morning International Business Telephone Machines Weather of the Day?
No, I don't know anything about it. I'm sorry.
Well, the temperature is going to be 92 degrees centigrade. That's very hot. Very hot.
At where?
Huh?
Where at?
In Manchester, England.
Okay, I'll leave it. Thank you.
Okay. And then we also have...
You know what you need to do, Carlito, is when they pick up the phone, blast a little Bone Thugs and Harmony. I think it's called the first of the month, where he yells, wake up, and then start talking to him.
It's not worth first of the month, though. But okay, I could do that.
What?
Is this Alan King, or Ann King, rather?
No, bye-bye.
Hi, no, don't go, please. It's important.
What?
It's important, stupid monkey shit. I'm calling with the joke of the day now. I had the weather of the day, and you also signed up for joke of the day. Are you ready for the joke of the day?
Nah.
I don't know.
I was going to think, what, today's weather, it's fucking dark.
Be Queenie instead.
The fucking weather, but you're telling them it's a light or dark? I think that'd be like we're getting rain or some shit.
All right. Actually, that's phone based off of George Carlin.
B. Queenie. Who wants this? Take it.
I got
I'll
it.
I'll take it.
No.
I'll let someone else do it then. That's fine.
B. Queenie.
Brent Westwood.
Hello. We'll never take your call at the moment, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you. Thanks. Bye.
Shit.
Oh, this is the wrong fucking number.
I guess not. All right, so,
Carlito, can we call the Turkish horse?
Sure, yeah. See if she's still there.
It's before one. I think it's still open.
And it's always the lady there, the high one lady.
I got her really excited.
It doesn't matter. The boat's funny.
Yeah. The Turkish mayor.
But if they take it, let me take it. Yeah, good idea.
Okay.
Good evening, Turkish Kitchen.
Hi, my name is King Leonidas, and I need to bring 300 of my Spartans in to eat. Which of you will be our slaves and make us food?
I couldn't hear you very well. What did you say?
I am King Leonidas of Sparta, and I am bringing 300 Spartans with me. Which of you will be our slaves and make us food to kick some Persian ass?
Yeah, I can kick your ass. When you wanna
come?
Yes,
you can. Come right now. Me and my 300 Spartans.
You wanna come now? Are you gonna kick your ass?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, come in. I'm
you never seen 300, bitch? You never seen 300? Spartans kick everybody's ass.
I'll kick all of yours ass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Don't watch 300, lady.
Yeah.
Watch 300. See what the Spartans do.
Motherfuckers.
No, I believe it. No, that's Turks. Turks fuck their mothers.
No, Greeks.
Not us Greeks. We are defenders of democracy.
Yeah, you're the motherfuckers.
I don't think so. I'm not Turkish.
Yeah. Huh? Greek motherfuckers. Not Turkish. Stupid asshole.
I'm not stupid, I'm a Spartan.
I'm not stupid, I'm a Spartan.
Oh my god, I think she's better than he is.
She is, in her own way she is. It's just the fact that she's a woman and she brings it, man. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, I know.
I'd let her get on top. You know, be all angry.
Get on top, honey.
I'm not sure if she was offering to kick his ass or lick his ass. I couldn't quite hear right.
Let me try to talk.
Yeah, I know.
If it goes through.
I think it really could have went either way.
Let me try to talk to the
I should call back and apologize.
I got an idea. Hang on, let me try this.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling because I saw on TV that the Turks in the 1800s, they used to have sex with the boys all the time.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Is it true that the Turks are homosexual?
He doesn't want to play.
There's that third guy. He's more calm, but he's also mean. Jeez.
Ow.
That fucker turned the fax machine on you.
Turn the fax machine on! That'll get
him. Hey, wait. Does anybody have a Mobius strip to fax them?
A Mobius strip?
Yeah, you know on those old fax machines, you take a piece of paper
and
you
write
random crap on it.
Oh, yeah.
And you circle it so it just runs all the thermal paper out.
Oh, yeah, well, you would tape it end to end. Yeah, I heard about that prank. I never did it, but I heard that you could tape it end to end and just let it go overnight. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Mr. Brad Carter has ever done this.
Yeah, I read about that in Maxim magazine. And in Maxim magazine, that's where I got the idea to tape the hose. I did this. Let's keep talking about my dad tonight. I learned to tape the hose on the old kitchen sink down, and he got up in the morning to make coffee, sprayed him with cold water.
Shit, Carlito, are you reading the breaking news in the chat room here from Milkman?
Milkman's breaking news.
No, what's the breaking news?
Says, much love to all. Nunu will actually call in his real Tourette's voice and apologize. He will reconsider the op privileges.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I don't think that will... I do not think that will happen.
Well, you never know. It might happen. God damn it, that's loud.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you playing the phone music version?
That was fucking already loud right there.
Yeah, it was already... Already play that song again, would you? Please.
Oh, by the way, guys, Evil Artie's real name is Beep.
Beep.
I heard Brad Carter's dead. That's what I understand.
He's around. He's a zombie.
Nah, he's in prison, last I heard.
Yeah.
Nah, I heard he just got bored.
Something went down. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it. It's, I don't know. I don't want to talk. I don't know. I probably should.
God, I want to know.
Just tell it about it. Just tell us. I mean, if he asks you to take it out, then just take it. Like, yeah. Leave it out of the podcast or something.
There's like, there's 86 people sitting right now. I'm going to go out and tell his, no, let him, Brett. Well, listen, Brett.
Don't mind those motherfuckers. Oh, they ain't nobody. Go ahead.
They ain't nobody. Yeah, no one cares. If he
there's
says
like 100 billion people in the world, those 86 people, you know.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so Andy created his team, the Bombay Banchods. All right, cool.
That's so awesome. Is no fan in then?
I don't know. No, it's.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there was finally an 11th team, so we could go to 12.
Yeah, we're up to 12 now. What the hell?
I think we're at 12, aren't we?
Who's vacuuming?
Yeah, it's 10 now, isn't it?
It's 12.
Oh, it's 12 now.
We would have to
expand to 14 after that.
Holy shit. Nah, I don't
Who's
know.
He's got the static.
Yeah, what is that? Milkman. Yeah. Milkman. It's static.
It's not me with static, dude. I got mine. I'm just sitting here quietly.
Good. Oh, good. You sit there, be quiet, and behave, okay?
You're like a good woman.
Don't get me started, man, because I ain't playing no fucking game.
Go make me a sandwich, Milkman. Go make me some ribs.
I was waiting for him to go on a racist tirade again.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear about the Sambo?
It wasn't a tirade. Let me
tell this
to Bubba, Hubba Bubba, Hubba Bubba, Hubba Bubba.
I love my brothers, man. I love my brothers. All them. White, blue, black, green, purple. They all good love. Good love.
All right.
One love.
Wait, where the fuck are these purple people at?
Those are the black guys.
Probably when Milkman's high.
Yeah.
Okay, so white
no,
girls are
having a little fun.
All right,
don't gotta be high, man.
Let's focus here. We got the Feminist Majority Foundation.
Carlita's got to do this one.
Who confirmed this? Pickaninny confirmed this, and a feminist sounding man answered. Call us sexist, Carlita. Okay, all right.
I'm sure we're gonna get some bitches with some man pants on.
I don't know if it's a guy, what's
so
that?
So many man pants.
So
actually, speaking of effeminate men, I think it was on the phone show where they called a brothel in Nevada, and it was a gay guy that answered.
That makes sense. It's safe. Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Feminist Majority Foundation?
Yes, it is.
And you're a man?
Who?
You're a man.
No, I'm not. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, yes. But you said man there for a minute.
Seriously. Okay. You're confused now. All right. What's going on, dude? Why are you playing for the other team?
Women's rights or human rights?
Yeah, women's rights are human rights, but they're evil. It's true.
Dude, call him back and ask him if he's gay. Yeah,
they have,
I swear that guy's gay.
It's a proven fact. It's science.
I really like how he had to question if he was a man or not. That was fantastic.
Maybe he's a tranny.
He didn't know.
Let me talk this time.
Feminist Majority.
Excuse me, sir. Do you happen to be gay?
No. Sorry to disappoint you.
I don't know. You certainly sound.
Oh, shit. Accused Zyklon of being a fucking homo. That's fantastic.
We got you there.
Okay, so can I tell my joke now, please?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of long. Okay, white guy walks into a bar, goes up to the black bartender, and goes, "Yo, nigger, get me a drink." Bartender gets him a drink and goes, "You know, I don't like being called racist names. Neither would anybody else. How would you like if you were behind the bar and I came in and started calling you racist names?" White guy goes, "I don't know. Let's find out." So white guy goes behind the bar. Black guy walks out, walks in and goes, "Yo, you cracky honky motherfucker, get me a drink." And the white guy goes, "I'm sorry. We don't serve niggers here."
I get it. He brought it right back to him. That's good. It was
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Didn't think about it.
Yeah. And you can't. It's. Y'all, a lot of young people probably don't get it because this civil rights movement, ancient history.
It's a smart joke.
Yes.
That's all I got to say. Let's call this gay guy one more time.
We need someone else to ask him if he's a tranny.
He's confused. Hello? Alright, he's gone. He doesn't want to play. He's not having it. All right.
And by the way, Lonesome Loser. Is Lonesome Loser on tonight?
He's in the chat room. Yeah, why? What's up?
Yeah, Lonesome Loser, if you can find like some prayer line numbers, that would be awesome.
Prayer lines? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like the 700 Club and shit.
Yeah, all right.
I saw a freaking commercial for one of those the other day. I was like, fuck them. I'll just want to prank call them.
All right, now Brett sent in a number. He wants us to call Zappos again. Let's see if they change the joke of the day. I don't think so. Sambo needs some watermelon after hearing the joke of the day. All right, cool.
It's the goddamn WB.
Andy, okay, here's a question for all the viewers. What do you think Sambo likes more? KFC, Bojangles, Popeyes, or some other fried chicken joint?
Oh, Popeyes. Allowing us to put a little Zappos
that's
in
so fucking day. Christmas to
I'm
them.
I'm Terry, and I'm a member of the ZCOP scheduling.
No, black people prefer Popeyes. I know this one.
Hi, this is Tyler, and I'm a member of the ZCLT stat team, and I'm here with your joke of the day. So two muffins are sitting in an oven, and one...
I think he's a muffin, for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
I think your next complaint, you need to call in and say that his feminine voice offends you.
Yeah, why is he talking about muffins? Why do you get the guy...
change the version of the joke to two Jews are sitting in an oven...
Yeah.
Something about him calling you a cunt at the end.
Polaris says Bojangles. I don't know. You see, but I never. Bojangles didn't open until like my last year that I lived in Orlando. There's none around where I live. But from what I understand, at least.
Maybe more of a South thing.
Yeah, I don't know. At least like where I was growing up, where you had your options. The black people always said they preferred Popeyes. That's from what I understand. Too many white people at KFC? I don't know. If you ask me, I prefer KFC. Popeyes chicken always seems to be a bit dry for me. Especially the...
Yeah, that happened to me the last time I was at a Popeyes.
Yeah.
Like, there was a Wishbones near where I live that was run. It was like all black people that worked there. It was really good.
Oh, they know their stuff, man. Okay, so yeah. God damn it. God, stop it, Ken.
Yeah.
Hang up on Ken. Suck, Ken. Fix your vacuum cleaner. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then now they're putting a Popeyes up. I'm like, hey, if it's the same people that worked at the Wishbone, hopefully the chicken will be good.
Yeah, it you know, the dark meat is good at Popeyes, but the white meat is way too dry. Like the chicken breast, I just never really liked it. It's too dry. Yeah. I don't like that.
I always liked the Bojangles because it had the spicy breading.
Yeah, that's true. You get the spicy version of it, and their sides are better at Popeyes. The biscuits are better. I'll give you that. Church's chicken has the best biscuits.
Yeah, there aren't any churches where I'm around.
Yeah, Church's chickens are the best.
Not any chicken, but way too much of the Bible thumpers.
Yeah.
There's a story I heard years ago about like one of the restaurants or one of the supermarkets in the South had for Black History Month fried chicken and watermelon on sale.
Or was it Martin Luther? I remember the one that had like for Martin Luther King Day they put fried chicken on sale. I remember.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you hear that every 3 or 4 years on MLK Day that comes out. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing though is that in Virginia they actually get the whole weekend off. They get Friday off for Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson Day.
No, really. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Of course, it's interesting. Around here, that Friday is usually when the KKK comes out and has a rally.
Great. Followed by Martin Luther King Day. Like,
they deliberately do it that day because, I mean, it is the KKK.
Yeah. So they have to show a front. You got to compete, I guess. Ken,
I think it's more because they can piss people off by doing it before Martin Luther King Day.
All right. I'm looking for Mary Juana's phone submission here. Yeah, God.
Mary Juana.
Mary Juana. There's one from Frank Figs, a Toronto number. Corey's really cheap and hates when he has to spend money. Also, he watches a lot of porn. I was thinking we could call, saying we are from the porn site that he has been viewing and that he has an outstanding bill of $300 for use of the site. Explain to him that he signed one of those internet contracts, and if he does not pay us, we will be taking legal action. But feel free to change it around if we can think of something to make it funnier. It would help if I knew the name of the site, though, Frank Figs.
Just pretend it's RedTube. I mean, that's like a big site. Or say that
I'm pretty sure
doesn't
if he
pay.
Doesn't pick up, we're going to break him.
Ken, are you calling from inside of your shower?
Where are you calling from, man? Are you, like, vacuuming?
Negative.
God.
Is it raining where you live? Are you inside of a tin shed?
No,
Ken, jeez.
Tell the guy that if he doesn't pay, you'll tell his wife.
Is he married? We'll see.
In a shower or a car wash?
We'll tell his work.
Car wash.
He's in the car wash.
Hey, you've reached 647-296-1662. I'm unavailable to take your call, but if you leave me your name and number, I'll get back to you.
There you go, guys. Call Corey and tell him about his porno addiction.
Everybody call this guy. but hold on. Speaking of car washes, there's actually this guy in Texas that got executed for shooting three people at a car wash.
Shooting?
Yeah, no, he was basically flashing chicks there, and he got fired, so he came back and shot it out the place up.
What a fuck.
Really?
I know.
Wow. All right, we got another number here, Mexican Fiesta. Oh, they're probably closed by now. They're in Dearborn, home of the Arabs.
Yeah, they're not open.
Yeah, that's closed by now. That came in earlier during the week. I should have called that earlier. I'll star that here in Gmail. Dozer had sent in a number. That was Dozer's number, actually. Dozer, I'm sorry I never got to that in time, man. I'm looking at the older numbers here. Here we go. Mary's. I'm guessing this is it. Marijuana, maybe? Pretty Downs.
Let's call it.
She just turned 50 today. I want to call her to see if she has joined ARP. Check on a wheelchair that she may need. Check to see if she needs dentures or any other thing that old people start needing as they get older. Milkman, you could help us out with that. What do you need? We need respect in the chat room. We'll ask about that when you get old.
Milkman, what do old farts need?
Yeah, you would know.
Maalox.
Maalox.
Yes, access Viagra.
Viagra.
More beans.
You've reached Roger and Pretty Downs. We can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep, and we'll get back with you.
No answer.
She probably she sounds kind of cute. Sounds like a Southern Belle.
For 50 years old, yeah. She might be kind of
cute.
Nice blonde. Here's
Mary. No teeth.
Here's Marijuana's number. Sharon, she owns an angel store in Phoenix. You can see some of the photos on her store on her Facebook page called The Angel Store and more. She is a yoga
angel
teacher.
Angel star?
Yeah. The angels? She's a yoga teacher and mega psycho. Okay, cool. This is for marijuana.
Marijuana? Ask her for some marijuana.
Well, no. Marijuana is the listener.
Oh. I thought this was the victim.
No. Marijuana is our friend, but we're calling the angel store broad. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's an angel store anyway?
It's to sell those figurines.
Sell miracles.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're affiliated with Pat Robertson.
Maybe they have that figurine that's the guy with his arms open, and he's like, I love you this much. You ever see that one?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this the lady who owns the angel store, Big Sharon?
Who's calling?
My name is Cross, and I need a big angel, the biggest angel. What's the biggest angel you have?
Your name is Cross?
Yes. Yes, my parents named me after Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. What?
My parents named me after Jesus, our Lord and Savior. My name is Cross. You acted like it was weird that my name is Cross or something.
Yeah, how'd you get this number?
Well, I saw your information about your angel store on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. I live in Arizona. I'm in Phoenix. I think you're in the area. That's what my Android phone says.
And your what?
My Android phone. I put in I went in the Facebook app in Android, and I put down Angel Store in Facebook in Phoenix, Arizona, and it said that you were the closest one.
That's right. But I'm curious how you got my cell number. Was on Facebook?
No, that's on a different website that has you can look for the number for all the businesses and the people that own this business.
Well, I just find it odd you're calling me at 10 o'clock at night for an angel.
Oh, this is important because we're having a special service tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you have
the shop opens tomorrow at 10.
Yeah, well, the service is at 11, so that's why, you know, we have less than 12 hours for me to go pick it up. I was hoping, do you have any large angels or just the small nipple angels?
No, how tall do you need it? I've got 4 foot down to, 4 inches, so.
4 foot, probably, it has to be as big because there's going to be a lot of people at this service. They're going to be expecting about 2,000 people. And we need to perform the ritual sacrifice on the angel for everyone to watch.
What are you going to sacrifice what?
The angel. We actually perform a service with the angel.
You're going to sacrifice the angel?
Yeah. There's a...
What does that mean?
There's a child named Sambo, and he's actually going to, deface the angel and break it in front of everybody.
Who told you to call me?
No, the Android did. The telephone?
The Android, the telephone told you to call me.
You know what, really? Android is like a phone, a telephone, a smartphone. And I can actually talk to the phone and it gives me information. I can say, Android phone, hello. And it'll actually tell me, what do you want? And I'll say, yeah, I need to talk to angel people in Phoenix, Arizona. It'll actually tell me all the information that I need. Hello?
Okay. You said your name was Cross. Do we have any mutual friends?
No, I'm new to the area. And actually, I just need this. That's why I'm calling. That's why I had to use my phone. I don't know who has any of these angels. We need to perform the sacrifice. Where you break the angel figurine.
Yeah, I think, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to call bullshit on what you're saying.
Don't say that, please.
See, well, sacrificing an angel, please. Who put you up to calling me?
Well, the telephone said to call you.
I really don't appreciate you calling me at 10 o'clock wanting an angel that you can sacrifice.
Do you have, do you have the small ones, maybe?
That's not what my angels are for.
Listen, if I give you the money, you're not supposed to be asking all these things about why I can't do this for this.
You volunteered the information to me. Call me at 10 o'clock, please. I don't know who you are.
Listen, but how about maybe if I can fill a garbage bag full of small angel figurines and I'll take a shit in the bag and I'll break it? I'll jump up and down the bag after I take a shit and piss on it? Are these angels, do you have a priest who can bless the figurines before I do that? Hello, sir? Look, I'm going to use the phone. Hello, computer, telephone. The telephone.
Let me do an internet search for an answer to hello, computer, telephone.
You have Iris.
No. That's the Samsung with the S-Talk. They made their own Siri version. It actually works pretty well.
Actually, I heard the Android version. It's Iris, Siri backwards. It's supposed to be even better than Siri.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah, that's been out for a while, yeah.
Iris. Is Android better than iPhone? You have it's like, fuck you, iPhone suck my dick.
I don't know why I started playing this. Let me call her back and see.
By the way, I do have a request for a Mr. Lonesome Loser. If you can find this, you should get like 10 gold stars. There's an old phone show where they call this Grouchy Old Man. Mm-hmm. It's like on PLA Radio 28, I think, from 2010. I've been trying to find this guy's phone number with no luck. Because apparently he changed it, so if you could find it, that would be like super awesome.
That's a hard one, man. Grouchy
old. Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. You should get a lot of gold stars if he can find it.
I was going
to. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 4807731 3
Oops.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, hi.
Shit.
We've already started the service. There's a man in the background. He's already, I don't know if you can hear, he's already starting the service with the... He's already started. That's Milkman. He's real upset.
Hey, Cross. I have to take a big shit in the toilet.
This is real audio.
Don't make me pull the trigger. I ain't playing the fucking games, Cross.
Anyway, this is real audio of Milkman that I got here from the arm just now. When he left the show for a little while there, when he got mad because of Nunu, let's listen to that.
Oh, okay, what the hell's with all that static?
It's got a lot of static.
Oh.
Anyway, it's Mel Gibson ranting. I thought it'd be funny to think of Milkman in the back yelling about Nunu. Mm. All right, that joke didn't go far.
Yeah. No, I think of Milkman as a Polynesian Mel Gibson.
Polynesian. Yeah.
Actually, I almost thought no.
Instead of anti-Semitic,
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Instead of anti-Semitic, is anti-Sambo. I guess. Yeah. All right. Well,
we should just call the show Sambo.
Yeah,
he loves the Jews, but he hates the blacks.
All right. It says Nitrous Cookie says, "Oh, Nitrous Cookie is the Bombay Banchodes." So we're still waiting on Andy. Needs to join. Still, Andy, you're the last one, man. Don't make me have to drop somebody because
you better join, man. Because we have to spot it for him. Come on, Andy. Come
did
on,
all
brother.
That work for you, Andy? Come on, man. Check your.
You cannot have that
11-person
league now. You
got to
join.
Yeah, Nitrous Cookie is just some guy. He says he wants to be a part of it. So there you go.
Yeah, okay. Jump in. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing the draft on my wedding anniversary and all, but.
Oh man,
I was going to be drinking for it, but I can't because it's on a fucking Sunday.
That's big. Oh, come on, man. Come on.
I know.
It's just my 5-year wedding anniversary and my son's birthday on the same day.
Oh my god!
I will say this though is that we should do an impromptu show for draft, like Madhouse Radio Fantasy Football Draft Special.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be awesome.
Aaron, you're celebrating your anniversary 9 months early. Is that what happened?
No, it doesn't even have to be related to the Madhouse anniversary. Just draft special.
Yeah. All right, we got a message from Andy. Let me see if he failed. Never got an invite. I don't know. Andy, come on.
I was having that problem, too, early on.
Really? Did you check your spam and all that, Andy? I don't know.
I checked my spam. I mean, I didn't get it for, like, a week.
For a week?
Unless you were,
God, because I got it, like...
That's weird.
Yeah.
I got my right on.
Spam box and double-check. A lot of that shit goes to the spam box if you, you know, if you don't regularly talk to somebody.
Yeah. Well, what... you know what? I think I can actually do a link. I could send it in a link instead. I'll have to do that, but it's going
to
take me a
second. Can you send it to Andy, like, through Facebook?
No, Andy doesn't use Facebook. He doesn't believe in Facebook and shit. He's got this anti-Facebook thing. But I think I can... It lets me actually send a copy-paste a link instead of the email instead, something like that. I'll get it to him. And if you don't get it by tonight, by tomorrow morning, then I'll get it to you somehow. Just check the spam box. And he says nothing in there. Not there.
There you go.
Not there.
Can't you just send an email from your own box and then paste the link with his invite, and that way it won't recognize it as a possible spam?
No.
That's what he just said.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that. There's, like, with ESPN, it gives you the option, instead of an email, it says, you know, invite people with a direct link instead, but I don't see
right.
the option.
Yeah, like, you use that, though, if you think it's spam.
Yeah.
Well, does Andy use, like, MSN Messenger or AOL?
He says he has me marked. I have you marked as spam. Well, that's nice, Andy. Thanks. I appreciate it. That might be the
Carlito, ultimate spam bot.
Oh, God. So Mikey129 is reporting there's a ValenteAssociates.com. Is there really? Look at that. Valente and Associates is a website.
Get us a fucking number.
Yeah, it's right here. It's a freaking lawyer firm. Valente and Associates is a bipartisan Washington, D.C.-based government affairs firm specializing in federal representation, legislative analysis, international affairs. God damn it.
That's awesome.
Okay, these guys
we need to call
How funny.
Yeah, we need to call some congressmen and say we're from Valente and Associates.
Valente and Associates. We're the original Valente. That's funny, though, that Pete, I wonder if anybody's ever tracked down, like, this Valente and Associates prank called me.
There's got to be a Jack Valente over there.
Yeah, there's got to be someone named Jack. Yeah, look at that. Hamilton Square, fifth floor in Washington, D.C. Wow, man. That's big time.
What part of D.C. does it say, like, N-E-N-W-S-E-S-W?
N-W? Is that...
Oh, it's in the... they're rich, then. That's the nice part of D.C.
Oh, shit. 614th Street, Northwest. And we got a phone number and everything. Yeah. Right, let's see if they say... I want to hear that. Hang on.
Yeah. Well, of course they're lawyers. They're not going to be at the friggin' ghetto.
No, that's true. Unless they're bad lawyers. The kind of lawyers that represent you for free...
Well, it's kind of like this. It's like Northwest is Georgetown, like where all the rich people live. Southeast is the ghetto. Northeast is kind of like kind of ghetto-y and kind of not middle class. Mm-hmm. And then Southwest is kind of like working middle class. But Southeast is where the whole ghetto is. It's like if you can avoid Southeast, you don't go there.
I hear bad things. Like, you can be in D.C. and one second you're in a good part, next second you're, like, in a ghetto.
Yeah, that's you're probably in Southeast then.
My buddy grew up in D.C. and he got his coat jacked from him a couple years ago.
Ah. Yeah. All right, let's see.
All I'm going to say, though, is Atlanta is definitely like that. It's like one minute you're in a nice neighborhood, next minute you're in a ghetto. As my buddy likes to call it, Atlanta doesn't have a ghetto. It just has a bunch of micro ghettos.
You have reached the offices of Valente and Associates. Our normal business hours are...
Oh, my God, it's true.
Dude, you need to record that.
I know.
You need to record their answering machine message and put it on yours.
Oh, yeah, and the voicemail. Yeah, the callback voicemail. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I wonder if we can hack it.
It's a voicemail, I doubt it. I mean,
Yeah.
Damn. Well, there you go. All right, what time is it? Oh, it's 1:13, dude. I gotta go to work tomorrow. Come on, it's over.
Dude, fuck work.
Oh, come on.
All right, we'll do...
One more UK number.
I did start the show late, so we'll do some rapid-fire UK numbers. All right. Who wanted a prayer line? We got a 700 Club 24-hour prayer
That would have been me. I was one of the religious prank calls.
All right, here
fuck,
you go.
Fuck the 700 Club.
I've never watched that show. You know about bullshit. When I was sick last year and I was stuck at home, I would end up watching the 700 Club, and it was so weird. There was a comedian, a Christian comedian. I never heard of Christian comedians. Stand-up comedians.
I should have put...
That's busy. That's scary.
Wow, man.
Looks like God doesn't like the 700 Club.
Fuck, he shouldn't.
Actually, hold on. I will say this. It looks like God doesn't like the Republican National Convention either.
Ooh, thank
God. He's going to fuck it. They're going to fucking blow it up with a hurricane.
Their sights.
It's all good for me. You know what? Because I don't live in Orlando anymore. I give a shit.
No more hurricane.
Yep.
It's one of the many reasons I would not live in Florida.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons I left. Those goddamn hurricanes.
Well, there's two places in Florida I might consider living. One is Daytona, and the other is where all the rednecks are.
Daytona? God.
Thank you for calling the 700 Club. We
We're so glad you called.
Thank you.
All of our prayer representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please stay on the line, and we'll be with you in just a moment.
Let's hopefully get in a pray that the hurricane destroys Florida. Why would you want
ask him about masturbating a horse.
Why would you want to live in Daytona Beach? Are you serious?
Ask them for lucky masturbating your horse.
Tell me you just beat your wife and you're looking for forgiveness.
Daytona Beach is so nasty, man. Oh, God.
I'm going to say it's where I live. You go like 10 miles. You're like middle of wife beater country.
Doing that, sorry.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck up.
Yeah. Well, me and Andy grew up really close to Daytona Beach. Yeah, this is such a dirty town. I don't know why you said that, man. But go.
It's probably because I like NASCAR.
Oh no.
God. Yeah. Yeah. There's a joke where we came from, or in Orlando, in Central Florida, they say like it's a bunch of people that sit in their cars for 4 hours. To watch, cars drive around in a circle for 4 hours because the traffic is horrendous trying to get there. I-4 backs up for like goddamn near 5 cities.
I go to Bristol where it's a short track and we have a secret parking spot that gets us out in about half an hour. It's awesome.
Yeah, so I remember like.
Unfortunately, because the track's in a valley, and the way where our secret parking spot is out of the way, you have to hike up this big steep ass hill.
I remember skipping school during spring break and going to Daytona Beach back when it used to be happening. It was fun.
Yeah.
Good time. In the back of Andy's truck, as a matter of fact, I remember. Andy had this green Nissan pickup truck.
Yeah.
Who is Allison Michael?
Yes.
Is this Allison Michael?
Yes.
And you have a girl's name? That's part of the issue.
Well, you've just got the names the wrong way around, haven't you?
This is Michael Allison, then?
Correct.
So your last name is Allison? So you have a girl's name for a last name?
No.
Oh. But Allison's a girl's name, though.
Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm with Valente & Associates in Washington, D.C.
Haven't you got anything better to do?
No. I was trying to clarify because your name came up in a lawsuit, and it said that you were.
You know what time it is in England?
No, I don't care. It's stupid mouth breathing.
Well, I do. Bye.
It's animals that live there.
Mouth breathing animals.
They're a bunch of Haiwan.
Richie was trying to call.
They brush their teeth with powdered sugar.
Yeah. As far as I understand, I think Richie's the only person that can't make it to the live draft.
That's probably just.
Oh, it was a Ford. Andy says it was a Ford pick. That green Ford pickup. I think Andy had like a six pack of beer that had been back there for like 6 months.
Was it Red Dog?
Yeah, I think it was. It had to have been Red Dog. Andy, I don't think you were around for that, but I was talking about how you had your black friend that would buy us beer, but only Red Dog. He told you literally, like, oh, I ain't going to buy nothing, Red Dog. All we ended up drinking was Red Dog.
Yeah. When I started drinking, it was in college, and everybody was on Natty Light.
Yeah, well, you get more bang for your buck there. Richie, so you can't make it for the draft? What's going on?
Oh, and I can now.
You can. All right, man. Clearing a schedule, yeah. See? Milkman, how come Richie can do that and you can't? See?
Hey, man, you know what? I've got to learn. I've got to have somebody to look up to.
Well, you're not playing games. I guess you're not playing football either.
I ain't playing no friggin' games. All right. Let's get that fucking straight. All right.
He straightened us out a while back on
the
games
right.
thing.
That's right.
Football is also included in a game.
No checkers, no chess.
Don't even get me started about football's game.
No water polo.
He doesn't even play with himself.
Hey, what about women's beach volleyball?
Yes.
I didn't watch any of that the Olympics. I heard it sucked. I heard they had clothes on this time.
Hello?
It's freaking cold. This is John Bennion.
Yes, what the hell are you doing to me at this time of the bloody morning?
Don't yell like that to me, mister, okay? I'm calling you with the joke of the day. Hello? God.
I think he wants us to call him back.
Yep.
I think that's what he said.
That is what he said.
This time let me talk.
All right. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh,
what's
boy.
Playing in the background? He's watching TV.
He's watching RedTube. I'll try him again. I think he left it off the hook.
Dial voicemail of...
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Give it a few seconds. Try it again.
Do you think... Oh, Carlito, you think
welcome
Charlie
to the
might be interested in some fantasy football?
The what?
You think Charlie might be interested in getting a team?
Oh, yeah, I should be excited. He doesn't know what football is.
I don't know. Let's call him and ask.
Oh, well, I'll call him last. I got two UK numbers left here.
All right,
yeah, you probably won't answer.
Who are we talking?
We might be able to get something funny.
John Andrews.
John Anderson.
Andrews.
Andrews.
Un.
Plus 4-4.
Yay.
Hello. Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, John.
Yeah?
Yes, this is Brent Valente calling from Valente and Associates in Washington, D.C.
You know what sound it is?
No.
It's 6:15 in the morning.
Is it time for you to get up and brush your teeth with powdered sugar?
No.
That's all you Brits do over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What did you want?
Oh, I wanted to see if you wanted to make a donation to Mitt Romney's campaign, because we represent him.
No, I don't think it. Okay.
Why not? No, you don't think so? Hey, wait a second.
He's gone. He said yes. They do powdered sugar. I get it.
Wait. I just had an idea. We should call Barack Obama's campaign asking him to donate to Mitt Romney.
They called me today.
Who? Obama or Romney?
Obama's campaign called me today.
It's the same guy?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's pretend to be from Obama's campaign.
Beef Obama. He's not answering there. We got one last number here. John Ackland. Ackland.
Oh, can we do the Special Olympics thing?
What about it? What are we going to do?
It's like where you call and you say you're a representative for the Special Olympics and say Dirty Aaron will come on with like a weird voice and you'll say, oh, help him secure his hero or something like that.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Easter Seals?
The hell are Easter Seals? What do they do?
I don't know.
Isn't that like one that
they give computers to retards?
What does the Lions Club do?
Nothing.
They give glasses out.
Oh, they're cool then. I like them.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling.
Nope. And Charlie, right? That's what we said? See if he answers?
Yeah. See if he wants to do fantasy football.
He's not very friendly. Not friendly, but just not very complacent, I should say.
He's not getting angry.
Yeah, we need anger. I don't know, Charlie.
Let's just try like the old standby, you know, of like Ralph Littlejohn and Pepsi order.
Come on, Charo. Come on, Chucky.
Hello. Hello?
Charlie.
Hello?
Charlie, what you doing? You playing poker?
Who is it?
This is Cross. You're playing poker? You know you Asian people got a problem with gambling.
Huh? What are you talking about? You look something?
Yeah, yeah. Are you getting ice cream?
What?
Are you getting ice cream? Ice cream.
No, I think you're wrong number.
No, this is Charlie.
No, Charlie, shut that shit off.
Who is
back.
It?
This is stupid shit.
Who is it? Who is it?
This is stupid shit, Charlie, I'm talking to.
Shut up, you.
You stupid asshole.
Charlie, turn that loud shit off.
Well, I got him to say shut up, you, finally. That's angriest we've heard him in a few months.
I think he was connected on the same line as Ken.
Yeah, I guess so. He sounded like he was, like, buying ice cream, didn't it? It was like,
did you call his cell or did you call the restaurant?
His cell. The restaurant, the lady doesn't do anything. Yeah. So tell me, Richie, you're going to make it for the draft. I think everyone's going to make it now. Sunday, I think, works out.
Yeah.
9:15. Yeah, all right, we're good. All right, cool. All right, awesome. All right, cool. Well, Richie, good luck.
6:15 on the fucking West Coast.
Oh, yeah, all right. So,
hey, by the way, my team is the Newbridge Tennis Rackets, just so.
That's who you are, the Newbridge Tennis Rackets. What does that mean?
Isn't that on the lady that got arrested for killing her husband or something like that?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Well, is it or isn't it?
It's not a real place.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
creepy.
All right. Bye. All right. So, listen.
I'm thinking about broadcasting the draft on Skype, like putting it on the stream. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it might be fun. Yeah, there you go. Well, if you guys are around, Skype in, and we can do our selections together.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Of course, always when it's a dull moment, we can make a couple calls.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I'm going to pick Felix Hernandez as my quarterback.
Felix Hernandez is
because he threw a perfect game.
Yeah, I'm going to pick.
What I heard.
Martin Gramatica is going to be my quarterback, totally all the way in. Oh yeah.
And then Usain Bolt is going to be my running back.
Hey, dude, I mean, he'd be a good running back, you know. You know, they can put Jamaicans in a bobsled. You know, they can
put them in a fucking football uniform.
Exactly. Why not?
Well. Hey, Jeffrey Demps with the Patriots won a silver medal in sprinting at the Olympics.
There you go.
He's a except he's from fucking Florida. Yeah. Gators suck.
All right, I'm out of here.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Orenthal James. All right, bye, Rich. You're out of here on your ass. See you later, man. And
hey, later, guys.
Bye,
did you put up the podcast yet?
No, I'm on it. I'm working on it. I'm rushing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
3 weeks. Huh. See ya. Bye, Dirty Aaron.
Later.
On your ass. Zyklon, out of your ass, too. See ya, man.
Hey, I got one last word I gotta say.
What?
Niggas.
Wow. Horrible. All right. Milkman, king of racists tonight. Are you there? Angry man? Angry Milkman? Look at that. We lost Milkman, too. Milkman! Damn it. Well, I guess Milkman's not here. Milkman. All right, well, I'll thank everyone who submitted prank requests, including the Great Lonesome Loser, Marijuana. I don't know, Mr. Horsenth in one, right? I had a few of them there. I don't know. If you send in a number, thank you. Thank you, everyone who tuned in and had a great time with me tonight. I got a lot of editing to do, a lot of bleeps for the show, like Mikey129 is saying. Racism and the N-word just being thrown around. I don't think we have many black people listen to this show. And I think the ones that do probably just know this is a joke. Scotland says we're back in form. Good. Alright, so, why not? Sunday night, so 9:15, around 9 o'clock, I'll start a broadcast. Most of you aren't going to care to hear it, but I think it'd just be fun to do. We'll broadcast the draft. And then after that, we'll do prank calls. So around 10 p.m. Eastern, this coming Sunday, we'll hopefully have some prank calls. Everything working normal. It won't be a long show because we'll have to work on Monday, but maybe I'll do an hour of show. So check out for that. Yeah. And Andy, I'll try to get with you on the, making sure you're able to get on the draft. In time. Well, there you go. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Monkey Chime.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
There you are. What's wrong with you? What took you so long?
My brother, my brother.
It's too late now. I already signed off the show, though, man. Don't be trying to come in here
okay.
late.
All right. Okay.
Signing off the show.
I stepped off from that. I'm looking good. And just wanted to tell you, man, thank you. Much love. And then talk. Talk. Okay?
I'm kidding. You want to sign off the show? You can. Go ahead, though, man. No one can.
All right. Oh, okay.
All right.
I had to step out of the room. And, okay, well, I like this. Thank you, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. I think it's good here tonight. Mad house.
Huh?
Yeah.
Milkman, you sound like you're jerking off. I'm going to let you go. Weirdo.
No. Like, thank you for joining us right here in the Madhouse, especially you. That's right, all of our friends right here in 98.6 The Mouth, all our friends over at Cacti, wherever you may be, all our friends over at Blue Planet, all our friends over there at Chimney Cape Radio, thank you so much. All hands held high. Oh, the numbers hit, man. That's right. So, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight, especially you. That's right, our listeners, our dear beloved listeners, members of the militia. We do this every week for you, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. Bring your friends, or better yet, bring your enemies. You're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. We'll drop the dime. All we ask is you give the time, share a laugh, and come and join us. What we do without our fearless Hermanito, the leader, the generalissimo, the captain of the fantasy football league in the Madhouse, Hermanito. Much love, my brother, and thank you so much again for sharing joy with all of our beloved.
We got to thank Nunu also, Milkman. Come on, don't be mean.
Thank you, Nunu. Right. Nunu, I love you, bro. No matter how big a wanking idiot you are, I still love you, man.
All right.
I just wanted you to chill out, that's all.
All right, bye, Milkman. Take care. Good night.
Love you.
Ew.